Tonight's contest features the Blue Devils from Quincy High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now, if you'll all please rise for the playing of the national anthem. Remain standing for the introduction of tonight's starting lineups. Raising the flag tonight is senior Katie McGee. Katie's the daughter of Kevin and Jane McGee. She's earned varsity letters in volleyball, cheerleading, and softball. She's a member of SSA Project Graduation and Spanish Club. She's a member of the High Honor Roll. She made honorable mention all-conference in volleyball and all-American in cheerleading. She plans to attend Northern Illinois University and major in pre-physical therapy. Senior Katie McGee.
Now, PA announcer Bill Allison has our starting lineups for the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devils.
Before the introduction of tonight's starting lineup, we would like to make a special presentation to honor one of our senior basketball players. Last Saturday, Jessica Lieber became the 14th player in girls Silver Streak history to score 1,000 points. In recognition of this significant accomplishment, Galesburg High School would like to present her with a game ball. To honor this achievement, congratulations, Jessica, on joining the 1,000-point club. And now your starting lineups. First for the Blue Devils from Quincy High School, a 5'8 senior, number 3, Araya Dade. A 5'10 senior, number 12, Hannah Reller. A 5'6 junior, number 14, Angel Bradford. A 5'7 sophomore, number 21, Reagan Wellman. And a 6'4 senior, number 34, Jordan Fletcher. Quincy coached by Demon Dade, assisted by Tim Southers, Greg Wellman, and Janetta Botiford. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 senior, number 5, Rainey Sibley. A 5'8 sophomore, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'7 senior, number 24, Chloe Anderson. A 5'3 senior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. And a 5'5 senior, number 32, Sharon Diggins. Galesburg coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Michael Rux, and Jay Barsinger.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Quincy in their road black, trimmed in white and royal blue. Actually, the Quincy uniforms remind me a little bit of the Duke men's road uniforms.
Well, we just got word from the floor, Tom. We're going to need you to go up to the ceiling and oil the pulleys. They're a little squeaky.
Is that what the problem is?
Yes. They were a little squeaky there during the flag raising. So if we can get you up there maybe during halftime.
Yeah, I'll probably jump up and climb my way up the flag maybe.
Yeah, there we go.
In the center circle for the Streaks, Casey Williams at 5'8", Jordan Fletcher 6'4" for the Blue Devils. Ready to tip things up. The ball's in the air and the tip won by the Blue Devils. This is DeRaya Day. Drives down the right side. The runner-up off the glass. No good. Jessica Lieber had the rebound bounce off her hands. Casey Williams comes down with it. The Blue Devils pressuring full court. Casey Williams brings it up herself. Jessica Lieber, top of the key. The Blue Devils open up in a man-to-man defense. Casey Williams between the circles. Out high right side. Jerron Diggins drives past her defender. Lays it up too hard. And the rebound came down. There's actually
It's going to be a foul. But
Chloe?
I think the foul's going to go against Chloe. She jumped up to try to. Yeah, it is. Then they're going to inbound the ball while the official's making the call. Chloe jumped in to try to get the offensive rebound. Unfortunately, went over the back, so she's going to get called for that foul.
Nice drive by Sherron Diggins, but I think she heard the footsteps of Fletcher coming down the paint behind her and kind of went a little bit hard on the shot. Full court pressure from the Streaks, and it comes to Angel Bradford. Now a carry not called on Reagan Wellman, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench, and the Blue Devils get it back.
Must have gone off the foot of Chloe, because Chloe was the only one there, and that's the only reason I can see why the Streaks didn't get the ball after it trickled out of bounds there.
Inbound comes to Dade, left of the center circle, working against Sherron Diggins. That's quick on quick there. Nice job by Sherron, cutting her off. Now midcourt, a near over and back, and they say that she did go over and back. Angel Bradford came down with the ball off balance. They say her foot touched the center court line, and we'll have our first line change of the game as Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor, but Haley Kelso, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, and Sabrina Clay will check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
A little bit different of a lineup than we've seen so far this season from the Streaks. There's a lot of firepower on the floor right now with Jessica Lieber, Kelso, and Lexi Daniels. So we'll see who plays the point. I'm guessing that Jessica Lieber will play the point in this setup as Allison Mangieri's been playing a lot of off guard.
Jessica Lieber drives down the left side, shot blocks. She gets it back. Now she'll go out and fire three from the right side and got it.
She'll take that instead.
Why not? Got a block, came down with a rebound, dribbled out to the right wing, shot the three and nailed it. Streaks lead 3-0. Now Dade, a runner in the paint off the glass, too hard, gets her own rebound, gets to Fletcher down on the right block. She puts it up too hard, but she's going to be fouled from behind by Sabrina Clay, who had a hand on her. That's going to be the second team foul on the Streaks.
Well, unfortunately there for the Streaks, Dade took a very poor shot because she came down, she had a one-on-one against Sabrina Clay, probably could have dictated the pace right there going to the right or the left to get a better shot look, but instead she just hurriedly threw up a runner and the ball came off the backboard so hard that Sabrina didn't have a chance to box out, and that put her in a bad situation there and ended up with the foul on Sabrina while she was trying to stop Jordan Fletcher from scoring.
Fletcher hits the first free throw, make a 3-1 streak. Second shot up, in and out, no good. Rebound Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Gives way to Jessica Lieber. Jess on the run. Streaks with numbers. Jess down the right side of the lane. Knocked away from behind by Dade. And the Streaks will maintain possession on their own right baseline as a line change comes in. Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Sherron Diggins back in. Sammy Thompson, Danny Teal in for the first time for the Streaks. 6:49 to play first quarter. Galesburg leads 3-1.
Now this group right here doesn't have any of your a lot of outside shooting because Sharon's been done a better job this season so far in the early going getting the ball inside, and Rainey's been a little reluctant at times to shoot the basketball.
On the right wing, ball poked away by Hannah Reller, and it'll be the Streaks inbound in front of the Quincy coaching staff.
And I like the matchup that Casey Williams has right now. She's got Araya Dade on her. She could probably take Araya off the dribble and get it inside.
And Dade had a tendency to get in some foul trouble last year. And there goes Casey right past her. That right side of the lane gets bumped, though. Can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound. Out to Sherron Diggins. Right wing, Casey Williams. She'll fire the three. It's too hard. Oh, nearly banked in. High off the glass. Went in and out. And Dade comes down with a rebound. She's triple teamed. Her outlet pass nearly stolen away. And now we're going to have a foul. I thought it was going to be an out of bounds.
I don't like the foul call here, but Rainey was running along the black and knocked the ball out. So it was going to be an out of bounds anyway. The Streaks weren't going to get the possession back. But this foul is going to go against Rainey?
No, against Sherron.
Wow.
So that's her first foul, 13 foul on the Streaks. This is Angel Bradford on the dribble, splits the defenders, drives in the paint, runner up and good.
I don't know if these girls have been practicing the teardrop shot, but that's the third one we've seen attempted.
Now a steal by the Blue Devils, knocked away from Sammy Thompson. This is Bradford that comes up with it, tried to get the Fletcher off her hand. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court as they have another line change. Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, and Lexi Daniels in for the Streaks. Full court pressure.
Three-quarter court, actually. I really like
Fletcher
this with Jordan Fletcher at the point of the press.
Streaks break it easily with the pass. This is Lexi Daniels. Gets to Jessica Lieber out high. Drives in the paint. Kicks out to Allison Mangieri. Left wing. Fires a three. Too hard. Rebound tipped around. Sabrina Clay has it. Puts it up as bodies are flying all over the floor. Sabrina gets fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line. There was bodies flying all over the floor there.
Yeah. Well, Jess brought the ball across the floor and was going to kick it out to Elsa Mangieri, and in the process, two Quincy players hit the floor. And then once the shot got put up, another Quincy player hit the floor. And then once the rebound came down, another player hit the floor. So it just people going all over the place.
Sabrina Clay hits the first of two free throws. The foul went against Victoria Flott. That is her first. Second shot, no good. Fletcher down with a rebound. 4-3 Streaks lead. 5:46 to play first quarter. On the dribble, this is Reller on the run down the left side. Scoops it up with the left hand and got it. Nobody got in front of her to cut her off.
Well, Reller was one of their scoring highlights last year against us.
Now Jessica Lieber drives into some traffic, puts it up. It's blocked. It's going to go back to the Streaks, though.
Whoa!
Knocked to the... Oh, wow. It's not going to go back to the Streaks. There was three black jerseys there. Blocked the shot. I don't know how that ball didn't go back to the Streaks.
I don't know how there wasn't a foul called. A lot of contact when Jessica Lieber took that ball inside. We've seen a lot of contact so far in the early going of this game. Jordan Fletcher's going to sit down pretty early here for... Quincy is coming on the floor with Victoria Flott, I believe.
Now a steal by Hannah Smith in the backcourt. She's in there with Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins. Danny Teal fires a three left baseline. No. Rebound tipped out, and it's brought down by Misha Ferguson-Smith. Now this is Dade running in the paint. Another little teardrop, and that one falls for Dade. That's her first basket. Make it 7-4 Blue Devils. Three-quarter court press again. Streaks break it. Haley Kelso swings it over to Sharon Diggins out high right side between the circles. Casey Williams. Casey dribbles right against Dade. Now kicks out to Hannah Smith, being hounded by Angel Bradford. Now it's Casey Williams, and the body's still flying. Hannah Smith left wing.
Oh, there's
fouled.
A foul.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
Slow whistle right there is Angel Bradford came up and just hacked Hannah Smith across the arm. She was a little slow. She had tripped and was trying to recover and got a nice piece of Hannah Smith.
So she'll go to the line with three shots, 4:57 to play first quarter. First one is good. Streaks now trailing 7-5.
Hannah Smith, this is only her second trip to the line on the year. She's 1-for-2 coming in.
Second one is up. That one rolls off no good. As four new Streaks will come in. Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, and Allison Mangieri. Also, Katie Lingefeld are in for the first time tonight. And Jessica Lieber waits to check in for Hannah Smith. Streaks trail 7-5, 4:57 to play, first quarter. Third shot up. That one is good for Hannah Smith, who hits 2 of 3. Streaks 3 of 5 from the line so far. They've got a three-pointer from Jessica Lieber and 3 of 5 from the free throw line. They trail 7-6. Full court pressure. And it comes in the backcourt to Casey Kelly, a 5'6 freshman. And now the ball's lost in the backcourt. Finally picked up by Reagan Wellman. Gets it across midcourt. I thought the ball bounced on the sideline.
So did
I. Then the girl went out of bounds and came back in and got it. And the official didn't make a call. Now we've got a tie-up. Rainey Sibley goes to the floor with Wellman.
I can tell you, I don't remember ever seeing this crew before, and I have been impressed in the early game.
No.
Well, right there, the Streak's a little bit different of a press than we've seen. It was more of a man-to-man press, and they picked up at the free throw line. So it was more of a three-quarter court press. Not a whole lot of pressure until they Quincy really got to the volleyball spike line over here on the Streak side of the floor. So the Streaks were able to knock that ball away, just weren't able to do a whole lot with it.
Now Galesburg turns it over. Pass is lost, but great hustle by Rainey Sibley. Knocks the ball away, steals it down on the baseline, and gets it off to Allison Mangieri. Great hustle by Rainey Sibley.
No, an excellent play. And we've seen Rainey do that for years now, but usually she tips it out of bounds. A much better job by her there, getting it loose and then going and running it down.
This is Allison Mangieri, top of the key. Looks for some help. Another body find this time. This girl's hurt. She says she wants out. And what travel on two. Jessica Rainey, I don't know. I don't know where he called it because Jessica made the pass to Rainey and then the whistle blew for a travel. I have absolutely no idea.
I don't know either because right there it looked like Jess was just standing still. She threw it to Rainey. Rainey hadn't even really caught the ball by the time the whistle blew.
Wow.
I don't know if that official was just trying to help the Quincy player get up because she was grabbing her jersey as if she was injured.
Nice.
Oh, what a play.
Sharon Diggins gets to Michaela Isley, runs down the left side, shot blocked. She's going to go to the free throw line. Foul on Jordan Fletcher, who just checked back in.
Well, I didn't think that was a foul, but that being said, the Streaks will take it. Very physical game so far in the early going, and that call right there, it looked like Jordan Fletcher had a clean block.
Now, wait a minute. They said the foul was against Bradford. She wasn't even near the play. It was Fletcher that was there. Well, that's unfortunate for the Streaks as Michaela Isley's first free throw goes in and out.
Well, the problem right there was you didn't necessarily want Michaela Isley being the one that brought that ball up the floor. She's not a ball handler. It took her too long to get there, and so then she didn't get a clean shot up on the left side of the basket. These are her first two free throws of the year, in fact.
Second one is good. And we're tied at 7, 3:54 to play here in the first quarter. This time, full court pressure from the Streaks. On the dribble, this is Anna Stock, 5'9", sophomore into the ballgame, trapped up. And now a steal. This is Haley Kelso. Nah. Lost a handle on it. Couldn't quite get the dribble secured, and lost a handle. Actually dribbled it off her foot, so the Streaks turn it over.
Yeah, unfortunately, Haley just was a little bit of a hurry because of the pursuit by Uriah Dade behind her. She probably should have just pulled the ball up.
Another carry not called right in front of the official by Anna Stock, 5'9", sophomore. That goes to Fletcher down on the block. She can't hit, but she's fouled by Sabrina Clay.
Well, a good post move right there by Jordan Fletcher. She faked to the inside with her to the left side, and then she took it to the baseline on her right foot, put it up. She's just short. She's got to be able to finish that shot if she's going to play in the next level.
I was going to say, that's the good thing for the Streaks, even though she took, that wasn't a ton of contact that time, and she wasn't able to finish, and that
right.
happened on the earlier play as well. Missed the free throw. She was one of two the first time at the line. 3:37 to play first quarter. Streaks and Quincy Blue Devils tied at 7.
Very sloppy physical game so far in the early going of this one.
Second shot is good by Jordan Fletcher, the 6'4 senior. Make it 8-7 Quincy. Streaks break the pressure easily. Sharon Diggins stops, fires a three right wing. In and out, no good. Rebound comes out long to Sammy Thompson. To Sabrina Clay, top of the key, looks for some help. Ball poked away by Fletcher. Clay on the dribble, picks up, looking for help, gets to Sharon Diggins. Sharon up in the corner, now right of the center circle to Sammy Thompson. Also Haley Kelso and Michaela Isley on the floor for the Streaks. Tough man-to-man half-court defense by the Blue Devils. A bump there, not called. Now Sammy Thompson drives right baseline, stops, looks for some help. Kicks out to Haley Kelso, right wing, fires a three, off the rim, no. Bounces off the rim again, no good. And the rebound comes down, but the outlet's stolen away by Haley Kelso. She'll fire from the left side this time. Three-pointer is good for Haley Kelso. Just the second field goal of the ball game for the Streaks. Both three-pointers make it 10-8. Now Dade quickly down the other way. A runner way off the mark, and Fletcher goes over the back for the rebound. Now her pass knocked away, and Haley Kelso comes up with it, and she gets bumped. And the foul looked like she may have bumped knees. It looks like it was Victoria Flott that got the worst of that one. But that's going to be the first on Flott, and or actually the second. And the Streaks will have the basketball with 2:44 to play here in the first quarter, leading 10-8. As a line change comes in, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Lexi Daniels, Jessica Lieber, and Danny Teal in for the Streaks. In for Quincy, Hannah Reller back in. She replaces Victoria Flott.
Most teams that you see play the Streaks man-to-man play man-to-man within the three-point arc, and it's pretty normal. This Quincy team's pressing pretty much all over in the half court, so that's going to open up a lot of back doors, and the Streaks are going to have to do a better job, as Jessica Lieber tried right there, to drive, because what's happened is they're overplaying the passing lanes and they're overplaying the penetration.
I want to make sure that... Oh, they did call it on Fletcher. That's her first. He looked like he was pointing at Araya Dade, and she was looking like, what did I do? I wasn't even close to the play. But it did go against Jordan Fletcher. Into Casey Williams, and she gets hammered by Fletcher. No call. Long outlet pass. This is Reller. Runs it down the right side. Spin move up and no good. Now Casey Williams gets called for the foul on the other end.
Well,
shot up and good by Reller.
Yeah, Casey Williams has to know on this end of the floor, though, that she's not going to be able to get that ball up and over Fletcher. So if you shot fake her and she doesn't go up, then you're going to have to pass the ball out, because in that situation, she just has too many inches right there on Casey Williams.
So first foul on Casey, 15 fouls on the Streaks, and Reller hits the shot to convert the traditional three-point play, and Damon Dade calls a 30-second timeout. 2:25 to play here in the first quarter. Quincy retakes the lead 11-10. And this is not unlike both of the games last year.
Yeah.
It was really nip and tuck, especially throughout the first half, and the Streaks kind of made runs late in both of those games to run away with it. And this looks like one of those games the Streaks might be able to do that, as Quincy gets going a little bit too fast at times. And that's what Coach Dade said was the key. You have to play within yourselves. You can't get playing at the Streaks' speed. And we've seen on their fast breaks, they're I won't say wild shots, but they're kind of putting up those runner, those teardrops, and they have not been very successful with those.
Well, you can tell they definitely like to play fast, but like you said, they're not under control. And actually, now they're backing off into a half-court press.
So Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, and Lexi Daniels on the floor for the Streaks. Danny Teal to Casey Williams. Now Jessica Lieber between the circles, working against Dade. Looks over the defense, dribbles right. Now pulls back out into the center circle with 2:10 to play here in the first quarter. Casey Williams now between the circles against Fletcher. Passes to Danny Teal. Now give and go to Casey Williams. Casey couldn't hold on to the pass. A little bit high from Jessica Lieber. Casey, I think she was kind of took her eye off a little bit, looking to go to the basket before she had the ball.
Yeah, and you know, I think there was a little bit of a too much lead there from Jessica Lieber, too. If you're going to lead by that much, you kind of want to put the ball on the ground so Casey can catch that bounce pass and take it in.
Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Hannah Smith, Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri in for the Streaks. This is Dade. Breaks the full court pressure, left wing. Gets it to Reller between the circles. Reller down the left side of the lane. Nice bounce pass to Fletcher. Up off the glass on the right side and got it. Her first basket, she's got 4 points. Make it 13-10 Blue Devils. Now, the other way, Dade's going to be called for a blocking foul. She is as quick
Ooh,
as she
on the
is.
Floor.
Yeah, as quick as she is, she's not quick enough to stop that baseline move by Sharon Diggins because she bumped her that time and picked up her first foul.
Well, and a good job by Sharon. That's where Sharon's got to really be assertive in this game. She's got to take that ball to the basket because she can get by Uriah Dade, and I think she can draw some fouls on the interior here on Jordan Fletcher because Sharon's quick enough to beat Fletcher to the spot.
Allison Mangieri left wing to Sabrina Clay, and she gets Fletcher with a reach. And that was really wrong place, wrong time for Fletcher. It was kind of a bad pass, but Fletcher thought she should get a hand on it. It actually got a piece of Sabrina Clay's arm.
Yeah, and Fletcher didn't think she did anything right there, but she clearly grabbed Sabrina's arm. I mean, you could see her pull Sabrina's arm back.
And that's her second foul, and she's going to go to the bench. She'll be replaced by Victoria Flott, 5'9 senior. And that puts the Streaks in the bonus. 17th foul on the Blue Devils, so Sabrina Clay with a chance at the one in bonus as Jessica Lieber replaces Hannah Smith. Casey Williams waits to replace Sabrina Clay, who goes to the free throw line. She's one of two in the ball game. First shot up, bounces off, no good. And Chloe Anderson, lucky she didn't get called for it over the back there. And the ball's going to go to Quincy. They'll bring it the length of the court as Casey Williams checks in. It'll be Reller to inbound. And the ball knocked away by Jessica Lieber on the near sideline as they tried to get it to Wellman, a 5'7 sophomore.
You know,
two freshmen and four sophomores on this Quincy roster.
Araya is definitely quicker than Hannah Reller, but I think Hannah Reller is a much better guard.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised they don't have her handle the ball more because she makes better decisions with it, and she's got better control. As I say that, she travels.
Yeah, traveled in the lane. Trying to gather herself to get a shot up, and just I'm not sure if she actually picked the ball up and took a step and then dropped again. Anyway, she did obviously turn it over. Streaks will bring it the other way with 1:19 to play. As Danny Teal and Haley Kelser replace Chloe Anderson and Allison Mangieri. In for Quincy is Angel Bradford.
So, Tom, in high school, if you had played the system, would you have tried to sneak into games all the time? Because I would have. Because the coaches...
Yeah, why not?
The coaches probably wouldn't know if you were supposed to be going in anyway.
That's true. Just go. Just keep checking in.
It made me think of it because Danny Teal came up to the scorer's table and was coming in the game, and all of a sudden Hannah Kelso got up, and she ran into the game as well.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
Jessica Lieber on the dribble against Dade in the center circle. Gets a pick from Casey Williams down the right side lane. Nice bounce pass to Danny Teal with a left hand too hard off the glass. Rebound comes out long, run down by Jessica Lieber. Gets to Casey Williams. Three-pointer, top of the key, too strong. Rebound, Sharon Diggins can't hold on. Ball goes to the floor. Now we're going to have a tie-up. And the possession arrow points toward the Blue Devils. Nice hustle by the Streaks. They just couldn't get one to fall. Rebounds came down. They lost them as they were bringing them down.
Well, a great bounce pass. So what Jessica Lieber did on that bounce pass is it was a one-handed off her dribble. And the only negative to it is when you throw a bounce pass that hard one-handed, it usually has a little bit of a tailspin to it. And it can eat your hands up. And I don't know if that happened to Danny Teal because she didn't seem to put that one very square. And part of me wonders if that didn't cause her some issues in getting it up off the glass. Looks like we might have an injury here to Angel Bradford. She's coming off the floor.
She's got blood on her knee or something. They made her go off, and it's Casey Kelly checked in for a 5'6 freshman. This is Araya Dade on the dribble in the backcourt. Gets it across, and the pass knocked away by Chloe Anderson. Goes out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench. Quincy will inbound with 42.3 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 13-10.
Well, I'll tell you what, this year Chloe Anderson's been way better than she has in the last couple of years at being a ball hawk. That should go over there. They should get it. Yep,
Streaks ball as nobody touched the inbound. The pass went all the way across the court, so the Streaks will now inbound in front of their own bench with 41.9 seconds to play.
11 turnovers now for Quincy as they've been kind of accumulating here recently.
This is Casey Williams out high left side. Left wing, Sharon Diggins. Out high left side to Jessica Lieber. Her pass stolen away by Reller. Reller down the left side. And she's going to be fouled by Sharon Diggins. Didn't make the shot. Sharon got there and bothered her. I was hoping she wasn't going to reach in because I thought maybe just being there was going to be enough to throw Reller off. But she didn't miss the shot. But the foul goes against Sharon Diggins, her second. And that's the 16 foul now on the Streaks. 29.4 to play.
13 combined fouls already. We have more combined fouls than... In the first quarter, that's just nuts.
First free throw up and good for Reller. She's 2 for 2. She's got 6 of Quincy's 14 points. Haley Kelso checking in to replace Rainey Sibley. Danny Teal, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins also on the floor for the Streaks. Hannah Reller, 5'10", senior at the free throw line. Missed that one badly. Rebound to Casey Williams. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Jess on the run across midcourt right side. 24 seconds to play. Right wing, Sharon Diggins with 22. Jessica Lieber down to Danny Teal on the right block. Leans in. Little baby hook is good.
That's a nice looking shot from Danny.
Danny in there posted up a couple of times. Make it 14-12. 12 seconds to play. Date on the dribble. Cross midcourt left side. Nearly lost the dribble. Now trapped up. Gets in the center circle to Reller with 6 seconds to play. Down the middle of the court. Bounces to the left block. And now a steal by Jessica Lieber. 2 seconds to play. And Streaks won't get a shot off. But we have played one quarter of basketball. It has been a tight one thus far. After one, it is Quincy 14, Galesburg 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This holiday season, WGIL has Christmas all wrapped up, and you could win presents from jewelry to furniture in our Pick a Present contest. Starting December 3rd, listen for the cue to call, and if you're caller number 5, you'll have a chance to draw 2 numbers. If the prizes behind those numbers match, you'll win that present.
WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present is sponsored by Howe Overhead Doors and Thrushwood Farms.
Our contest starts December 3rd on WGIL.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
Hey Galesburg, it's Glenn Beck, inviting you to join me weekday mornings at 9, following the WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14.
Quincy with the basketball to start the second quarter. Steal by Jessica Lieber, midcourt down the right side, all by herself, lays it up and in. Her second basket, she's got 5, and we're tied at 14. And now a violation on the inbound. I believe that Reller stepped over the inline trying to make the pass, and the Streaks get it back on another Quincy turnover and a chance to take the lead. Just underway here in the second quarter, tied at 14.
Well, quickly, 14 turnovers now for the Blue Devils from Quincy.
Chloe Anderson with it on the right side, out high. Gets to Casey Williams down on the right block. Kicks out to Teron Diggins. Three-pointer, right baseline, too hard. Rebound going over the back. Got knocked away from Chloe Anderson. It was Kelly that went over her back. Now Jordan Fletcher traveled it. She went to make the pass, and somebody jumped in the passing lane, and she couldn't hold her pivot foot, and the Streaks get it back on the 15th Quincy turnover. Again, the coach does not like to see more turnovers than points any day or anywhere close even. Now the Streaks turn it over. It's a steal running down the right side. Too hard with a layup was Angel Bradford. She made the steal, miss a layup, though. Rebound to Jessica Lieber. Casey Williams with it now, out high left side. Now out between the circles, gets to Chloe Anderson. Hands off to Jessica Lieber, looking for the back door. Nothing going. Now Sharon Diggins gets to Casey Williams, right wing. Goes baseline, gets kneed by Fletcher. That's going to be her third foul, yeah. Nice job by Casey going baseline and... Fletcher couldn't get there, stuck the knee out, and picked up her third foul. She's going to immediately go back to the bench.
After Moline leading 10-7 after one, they trail 19-15 at the half. Moline was 2 of 12 from the floor in that in the second quarter, that courtesy of Doug Green.
So that game going way quicker than ours is.
Yes.
I'm sure way fewer whistles than what we've had, even though there's been a lot of them missed here. In for the streaks, Allison Mangieri, Haley Kelso, Lexi Daniels. Jessica Lieber stays on the floor. Casey Williams at the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus as Sabrina Clay waits to replace her. First shot up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Reller for the Blue Devils. Reller on the run, down the left side, and puts the runner up too hard again. Rebound to Jessica Lieber. Jess on the run across midcourt, right of the center circle. Kicks over to Haley Kelso, left wing, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes off the hands of Dade and finally run down by Reagan Wellman. Wellman across midcourt, left side, picked it up. Actually, he's knocked away and stolen by Haley Kelso. Kelso down the right side, lays it up and got it.
Four steals now for Haley Kelso.
16-14, streaks take the lead. 6:40 to play first half. Now Dade runs down. Nice dish down to Reller on the left block. She lays it up and in. Dade drew the defenders and made the nice dish. Now a steal and nearly turned back over, but this is Wellman running it down. Gets it down on the right block. No, it's Misha Ferguson-Smith. Can't hang on to it. After the streaks turn it over, they're going to get it right back on a Quincy turnover.
17 turnovers now for Quincy.
6:23 to play first half. Streaks and Blue Devils tied at 16. Now the three-quarter court press again. This is Sammy Thompson. Just dribbles right through it. Nice bounce to Danny Teal. Left block. Lays it up in the left hand and good.
Great pass by the freshman.
Great court awareness there. She saw she had the opening and took it and make it 18-16 streaks. A near steal again. Knocked away from behind. But the Blue Devils are going to get it out to near midcourt. Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay in for the streaks. Back in for Quincy. And a stock 5'9 sophomore. It'll be Reller to inbound. 6:08 to play first half. This is stock on the dribble, top of the key. Pass knocked away by Sammy Thompson. It's going to go back to the Blue Devils on the near side of the court. They'll have to inbound this time. Quincy's had some trouble inbounding, especially on these sideline
plays.
Yeah,
they have.
Reller to inbound again. A lot of telegraphing of passes. That time, Dade gets it on the right baseline. Her runner is no good again. Weak side rebound by Ferguson-Smith. She can't hit. Rebound down on the weak side. Bounces out to Reller. Now it's stolen away by Danny Teal. Danny on the run across midcourt. Gets to Sharon Diggins' right wing. Back to Danny Teal on high right side. Now it's Sammy Thompson in the center circle. She'll reset for the streaks. Gives to Sabrina Clay. Out high right side. Danny Teal right wing. It's Sammy Thompson. Give and go to Sabrina Clay. Lay it up and got it. Nice ball movement by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Sammy Thompson to Sabrina Clay laid it up and in. Now we've got a foul on the other end as Reller ran it down the left side. Was that Sharon that got there?
I think so. She came over to try to get a block shot. The Streaks didn't recognize her. No, they're going to give it to Sabrina Clay. That's her third.
Okay.
And she,
I thought she was on the other side of the court.
She was there, but okay. I thought it was Sharon that actually jumped out at her and made the contact. But Streaks were late to recognize Reller coming all the way down the floor.
Reller misses the first free throw. Streaks lead 20-16, 5:31 to play first half. Back in for the Streaks, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, and Jessica Lieber. Hannah Reller at the free throw line. She's got 8 points, leading scorer in the ballgame. Second shot, too hard off the back iron. Chloe Anderson with a rebound to Jessica Lieber. Jess across midcourt, right of the center circle, gets to Allison Mangieri, left wing. Picks up her dribble, and wow, holding the jersey of Casey Williams was Misha Ferguson-Smith. The official didn't see that. She saw when, after she held the jersey, then she pushed Casey as they both went to the floor. So that'll be her first foul, and now 19 fouls on Quincy. So Casey Williams with another chance at the one and bonus. She missed the front end last time, but from here on out, it'll be two free throws for the Streaks. Makes that one, and she will get the bonus.
Casey's first point of the game.
Checking in for the first time, Kalia Stubblefield, 5'6 senior for the Blue Devils. 5:21 to play first half. Streaks lead 21-16, I believe. Isn't this our biggest lead of the ball game?
21-16, yeah.
And now make it six as Casey hits the second. 2 for 3 from the line. In the backcourt, this is Casey Kelly, the freshman. Gets it across midcourt left side. Now she's triple teamed. And now, pass nearly stolen away, and Reller carried it, no call. Drives down the right side, puts a shot up, and got it.
Good move by Reller. Once she got in the lane, she had a little hop step to get herself open.
Now Jessica Lieber, crossover dribble down the right side, scoops it up and in. Nice move, Jessica Lieber. Crossed over the defender. It was, I think, Stubblefield there. Took it in, laid it up and in, make it 24-18 streaks. Reller across midcourt left side. This lady, young lady, is going to get tired. I don't think she's been out yet, or maybe once.
Yeah.
Now an 18-footer from straight on, no good by Kelly. And on the rebound, we've got a foul. And who's it going to go against? Going to go against the Streaks. Chloe Anderson got called for the foul, and that's her second. 18 fouls on the Streaks. Going to the free throw line will be Victoria Flott, 5'9 senior. With 4:42 to play in the first half, and the Streaks leading 24-18. Haley Kelso, Hannah Smith, Danny Teal, Katie Lingefelter, Sharon Diggins in for the Streaks. Flott at the free throw line. First shot is up, and it is good. She will get the bonus.
Although I think for a second there she forgot she was going to get the bonus.
4:42 to play first half. Streaks leading 24-19. Been a bit of a sloppy first quarter of basketball anyway. Second quarter's been a little bit better. Second shot up and good as well. Make it 24-19.
24-20.
Oh, I'm sorry, 24-20. Left wing, Sharon Diggins for the Streaks. On the dribble against the freshman, Kelly. Kicks to Haley Kelso, right wing. Stops, fires his high arcing three, and it's an air ball. Had the defender jump out on her, and Danny Teal tried to save it in bounds. They say she stepped on the inline. Blue Devils will bring it the length of the court.
A quick little move right there by Haley Kelso to try to get herself open for the three. Unfortunately, she got that one just a little bit off mark when she was trying to put it up. It can be a tough shot when you're moving to your side and putting it up that high.
Danny Teal knocks it away from Kelly, saves it in bounds. Haley Kelso diving after. We got a tie-up and a possession of points toward the Streaks. Great job defensively, because right before that, Haley Kelso had nearly poked it away from Kelly, and then Danny Teal able to get in there to do that. Great hustle by both Danny Teal and Haley Kelso.
Yeah, great job by the Streaks, and that's what hustle can do for you, change the possession.
Anna Smith inbound to Sharon Diggins, out high right side, fakes a three, drives down the right side, puts it up, no. Charge called. And still it was Reagan Wellman got the worst of that, took one right on the chin, but I don't think she got in there and got set.
Well, and the tough thing there is that's Sharon's third foul.
Yeah.
Sharon's still scoreless in this game, and now three fouls, so she's going to have to go sit out as Allison Mangieri comes back in the game.
Yeah, I thought, and it looked like, you know, Sharon kind of, she drove in, but kind of pulled up and went straight up with it, kind of almost a runner, but kind of popped straight up with it. And I think Wellman may have gotten hit with a ball or something on the way up in the chin.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, now the Streaks are just going to do an all-out line change, which Elsa Manjuri's coming out, and she can't come out.
Yeah, that's what
there hasn't been a change of possession. They're going to let it stand, I guess.
I don't think they paid any. Okay, yeah.
I guess when you have that many substitutions, sometimes people miss those things. But
Dade down on the right baseline for Quincy, down on the right block. 12-footer up and no good by McKenna Baker, a 6-foot sophomore. Rebound to Chloe Anderson. Baker played a lot in the fresh soft game for Quincy. Pretty good battle between her and Shaylee Florine in that sophomore game. Casey Williams, three-pointer out high right side, too hard. Rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Reagan Wellman for the Blue Devils. Now she lost it. Now the ball gets tipped around, and finally this is Dade with it for the Blue Devils. Drives into the paint, scoops up the runner, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up. Partially blocked by Casey Williams, gets her own rebound again, puts it up off the glass, rolls off again, gets her own rebound again. Left side high off the glass, and that one finally fell for Araya Dade, just her second basket of the ball game. A lot of rebounds though. Now nice look, Jessica Lieber. Chloe Anderson on the left block, can't hit. And now a steal on the rebound, a near steal by Rainey Sibley. The ball is going to go out of bounds, or she knocked it away. Quincy will bring it the length of the court. 3:19 to play first half. Now 24-22 Streaks lead. Michaela Isley, Allison Mangieri, Haley Kelso, Sammy Thompson, Danny Teal in for the Streaks. Full court pressure now.
A full timeout
called by who?
This one's going to Quincy.
So Quincy calls a full timeout. We will take a timeout as well. 3:19 to play first half. Galesburg 24, Quincy 22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they'll save it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
3:19 to play first half. Streaks lead 24-22. Tom Aronoff along with Eric Gibson from John Thiel Gym. Glad to have you along tonight here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Also, WGIL.com, or if you're listening on TuneIn Radio as well. Glad to have you along with us here tonight. Streaks and the Blue Devils in Game 2 of the Western Big 6 Conference season. Galesburg comes in with the number 5 ranking in the first poll of the season in Class 3A. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Reller to inbound, and it comes to Dade. Dade gets it across midcourt in the center circle, drives down the lane, right block pass knocked away by Jessica Lieber and goes out of bounds. Nice hustle by Jessica to knock that pass away. It was Baker that was open down on the right block, seemingly. And inbounding from the right baseline is Wellman, and the pass goes errant, and stepping on the sideline was Wellman as she got the return pass.
20 turnovers now for the Blue Devils. 20 turnovers, 22 points.
3:08 to play first half. Streaks lead 24-22. Jessica Lieber on the dribble against Dade. Spins into the paint. Kicks out to Haley Kelso. Left wing. Three-pointer. Off the rim. No. Rebound. Saved in bounds. And now a two-on-one break for Quincy. This is Reller. Runs down the right side. Nice hesitation move. Got it up off the glass and in. She's got 12 of Quincy's 24. So half of their points as the Streaks turn it over. An errant pass. I'm not sure. I didn't see who had the ball, tried to get it to Allison Mangieri, but the pass was off the mark. Allison couldn't get her hands on it, and the Streaks turned it over with 2:44 to play.
24-24, 2:44 left to play in this half. Both teams are going to be in the double bonus on the next fouls.
Dade working against Rainey Sibley in the backcourt. Now her pass is errant again. Lexi Daniels did the right thing. She almost reached up to grab it or put a hand on it and then realized it was so high it was going to go out of bounds. So the Streaks get another chance on a Quincy turnover. Jessica Lieber gives to Casey Williams, left of the center circle. Gets a pick. Now Casey down the right side of the lane. Wide open, lays it up and in. Boy, what a great recognition by Casey. And things just open up for her. That's her first basket. Make it 26-24 Streaks as the inbound gets knocked away. Quincy will trigger again from the end of their own bench.
Well, I'm sure Coach Dade had to go a little bit longer than he wanted to with McKenna Baker right there. But with Jordan Fletcher in foul trouble, he had to leave her out there for quite a long period of time.
Now Flott with a 14-footer from the right wing is no good. Rebound, it's Casey Williams fighting for it with Ferguson Smith. This time the possession arrow points toward Quincy. 2:17 to play first half. Haley Kelso, Danny Teal, Allison Mangerian replacing Rainey Sibley, Lexi Daniels, and Chloe Anderson. Casey Williams and Jessica Lieber stay on the floor for the Streaks.
I think that Moline Allman game is going to be over by the time we get to halftime.
Another near steal by Haley Kelso. Knocked it in the backcourt. Reller comes up with it for Quincy. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber. She'll take it down the left side, lays it up off the glass, and got it.
Just thought about giving Haley Kelso the hustle layup, but it was a little bit too far along.
Streaks lead by 4. Now a shot blocked by Casey Williams. Stood there flat-footed, able to block the shot by Dade. Nice look from Jessica Lieber to Danny Teal down on the left block again. Can't hit the shot, but Danny gets fouled. The foul's going to go against Victoria Flott. A great defensive play by Casey. Hand straight up, blocked the shot straight up. Got the outlet to Jessica Lieber, who had made the nice feed to Danny Teal. Couldn't hit the shot, but she goes to the free throw line with 2.
Well, Danny's been the beneficiary of 3 great passes now.
Flott also with 3 fouls now for Quincy as Danny's first free throw is too hard off the back iron. 1:53 to play in the half. Streaks leading 28-24. Rainey Sibley, Lexi Daniels check in. Haley Kelso and Allison Mangieri will get a rest.
This isn't going in the highlight tapes as far as the Streaks shooting free throws.
No, it struggled a little bit tonight. 28-24, Streaks lead, under 2 minutes to play in the half. Second shot, in and out, rolls off, and Reller down with a rebound for the Blue Devils. Gets it to Wellman. Wellman across midcourt and over and back, but it's a steal by Danny Teal anyway. Danny down the right side, puts it up. What a tough shot. Danny Teal ran into Weller, Reller as she was going up. Still got the shot up off the glass and in.
That was some touch right there because that ball wanted to pop out and just sat on the front of the iron and fell back in.
Now Danny Teal got called for the foul on the bump of... Who is it? Is it Bradford?
I think. Yeah, Bradford,
yep. Angel Bradford going to the free throw line. That's the first foul on Danny. 10 team fouls on the streak, so 2 shots for Angel Bradford. 1:36 to play in the half. Streaks lead 30-24. Now make it 25 as the first shot is good. Chloe Anderson checks in for the Streaks. Now Jordan Fletcher's going to come back in, really, with 1:36 to play.
Yeah, this is a risky move by Coach Dade right here. And if I'm the Streaks, I'm going right at her.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope the Streaks recognize that. kind of surprising. Second shot in and out, no good. Casey Williams with a rebound gives to Jessica Lieber. 1:33 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 30-25. Now a steal by Araya Dade. Runs down the right side. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Dade, rather than just taking the ball, going up with a layup, stopped, went up off two, and that gave Casey time to get there and block that shot.
Yeah, a bad play right there by Araya Dade. She should have just gone straight in sequence. And the only thing I can think of is maybe she's left-handed because that was the right side of the basket. Usually that's where you would see the player do that.
Inbound to Fletcher. She couldn't hit the shot. Rebound by Reller. She hit it off the bottom of the glass. Tie up on the rebound this time. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Coach Massey wanted a foul on that rebound. No call, though. As now Fletcher's going to go back to the bench, and she's replaced by Plott. I'm still not really sure why he put her in there at that point.
I don't know. He may be playing offense, defense, but at the same time, you're not really getting anything out of there.
Now a steal on the inbound by Bradford. She laid it up and in and got fouled, and that's going to be the second on Casey Williams.
Well, I didn't think Casey had a whole lot of contact there, but she must have gotten just enough of the hand. The trailing official is the one that made the call, so the one behind Casey where she would have been blocked off.
So now it's 30-27 Streaks with 1:17 to play. High arcing free throws in and out, no good. Rebound to Chloe Anderson. 1:13 to play in the half. Jessica Lieber across midcourt, left side. Swings it over to Allison Mangieri. Top of the key, Casey Williams had to hesitate to put the three up as Jessica Lieber had almost run into her trying to get set offensively. Shot was no good. Now a near steal by Allison Mangieri. Ooh. Now, oh, my goodness. Was that a foul on Allison? Is that what they're calling?
I didn't see the play. I was trying to update the scoreboard because so much going on.
Well,
looked like it.
No, Jessica Lieber.
Oh.
Well, okay. So Jessica picks up her first foul and back to the free throw line goes Angel Bradford.
She's spending a lot of time there in this last couple minutes.
This is her third time there in the last couple of minutes. 59 seconds to play in the half. High arcing shot is good. She's hit 2 of 4.
Chance to cut it to 1 here.
30-28, Streaks lead as Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels check back in. Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber on the floor for the Streaks as well. Second shot is short. Rebound Danny Teal. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. 55 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber down the right side. Stops, pulls back, fires a three. Off the back iron too hard. Rebound comes out long to Dade. Dade on the run with 46 seconds to play. Gets a left baseline. Bradford, 14-footer is no good. Rebound Dade puts up the two-footer and got it. She's got 6 and make it 30 apiece with 35 seconds to play. Rainey Sibley across midcourt left side. Hands off to Jessica Lieber out high on the left side. Gets a pick from Casey Williams. Now spins into the paint. Scoops up the shot on the right side. Too short. Rebound comes down to Reller. And now Jessica's going to get called for a reach foul from the floor. She reached and swatted at the ball from the floor. And they were going to walk the other way. And Hannah Reller's going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots.
Not a good foul right there by Jessica Lieber. You don't want to commit that foul on the other baseline. Especially when the Quincy Blue Devils are in the Super Bonus.
And that is her second foul. And Hannah Reller goes to the free throw line with 2 shots. She's got 12 points and missed that one. Haley Kelso is going to check in for Rainey Sibley. 20.8 seconds to play in the half. We are tied at 30. Well, we had a feeling it would be a battle. I didn't think it would be quite this much of a battle, though. Second shot for Reller is up, and it is good. She's got 13, make it 31-30. Quincy now with a lead, 19 seconds to play. Streaks would obviously like to go into a halftime with a lead. Don't want to give this Quincy team any more confidence than they already have. Right baseline, Lexi Daniels fires a three and got it! First basket of the ball game for Lexi Daniels, and they get 33-31 Streaks. Now a steal by Lexi Daniels, up off the glass, can't hit. Should have been an over the back as Danny Teal went up for the rebound, got hit, no good. But time runs out in the first half, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a spark from the freshman Lexi Daniels. She hits a three-pointer and gets a steal, almost puts another shot in. We have played one half of basketball. It is Galesburg 33, Quincy 31. We'll come back with our halftime report, run down our scoreboard, also take a look at our upcoming games, our halftime stats, and more. At halftime, it is Galesburg 33, Quincy 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
It's not too soon to start your holiday shopping, and now through tomorrow, Yem and Galesburg has pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs marked with savings that make getting ready for winter driving in the holidays an affordable reality. New car and truck sales have loaded the lot with quality pre-owned vehicles and all with great savings. And Yem, buy a 2012 Chrysler 200 for under $15,600 and save $1,500. Buy a 2011 Chevy Malibu for under $14,000 and save over $2,000. Buy a 2010 Town and Country minivan with under 34,000 miles for under $20,000 and save $2,500. Yem also has great savings on pre-owned trucks like a 2009 GMC Canyon SLE two-wheel drive extended cab. Buy now for $16,611 and save over $2,000. Yem for details. Yem has imports too, like Lexus, Infiniti, Nissan, Mazda, Toyota, Prius, and VW sedans. Drive the lot and see for yourself why holiday shopping begins now. Yem's pre-owned get ready for the holiday sale going on now through tomorrow. You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish.
Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by? With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
I can't say that.
Out of collision.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Deal Gym, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, clinging to a 33-31 lead over the Quincy Blue Devils. Streaks led, trailed 14-12 at the end of the first quarter and now lead 33-31. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg sophomores victorious tonight. They defeated the Blue Devils 66-59. Coming up on the schedule tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys basketball team opens their Western Big Six season. They will be on the road up at Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons. And that'll be a 7:06 pregame with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee here on WGIL. Then coming up Saturday, Galesburg High girls hosting the Dunlap Eagles. Should be an interesting game for the Streaks. Dunlap has had a pretty good start to the season. And that'll be a 1:10 pregame, 1:30 scheduled tip. Here on WGIL, Eric and I will be here for that one. Then Saturday night, the Galesburg High boys are back in action. They will be on the road at Metamora on Saturday night, 7:10 pregame, again with Brad and Jim here on WGIL. The Streaks, as we mentioned, ranked fifth in the first poll of the season in Class 3A. Lombard Montini checks in the number one team. Quincy Notre Dame, the number two team. They got a couple of first place votes. Vernon Hills and Hillcrest tied for that number three spot. The Streaks at number five. Champaign Centennial at number six. Morton at number seven. They come in with a 3-2 record. Central Catholic out of Bloomington at number eight. Springfield Southeast number nine. The Alamann Pioneers up in 3A this year. Check in at the number 10 spot. Peoria Notre Dame and Taylorville, future Streak opponents, also getting votes in this week's poll. Now a number of teams have bumped up to 4A. The Rock Island Rocks ranked eighth in 4A. Richwood's ranked 6th in 4A. Springfield tied for the number 4 ranking in Class 4A. Whitney Young, the number 1 team out of the Public League. Edwardsville, number 2. Marist out of the Suburban Catholic League is number 3, followed by Trinity out of River Forest. Chicago Heights, Marion, number 7. Bolingbrook, 9. DeKalb is at the number 10 spot. We're at halftime. It is Galesburg 33, Quincy 31. We'll come back and run down our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This holiday season, WGIL has Christmas all wrapped up. And you could win presents from jewelry to furniture in our Pick a Present contest. Starting December 3rd, listen for the cue to call. And if you're caller number 5, you'll have a chance to draw two numbers. If the presents behind those numbers match, you'll win that present.
WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present is sponsored by Kohl's Diamond Gallery, In Focus Optical, and Brighter Life Bookshop.
Our contest starts December 3rd on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil.
Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 36. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 55. Areas of fog late tomorrow night with an overnight low of 41. Fog Saturday morning, cloudy skies and a high of 58. Saturday night, showers possible, overnight low of 50. Sunday, partly sunny and a high of 60. And Monday, a high of 65 with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. It's 41 at WGIL.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Back at John Thiel Gym, we are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 33-31. Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks led by Jessica Lieber in scoring with 9 points. She's got a 3 and 3 twos in the ballgame. A pretty balanced attack for the Streaks. 6 points for Danny Teal on 3 baskets, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for Haley Kelso on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Casey William on a basket, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 3 points for Sabrina Clay on a basket, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. 3 points for Lexi Daniels on the three-pointer. 2 for Hannah Smith on 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 1 point for Michaela Isley on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The Streaks with 3 three-pointers in the game, but where they've really struggled is from the free throw line, just 50%, 6 of 12 from the line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Quincy Blue Devils led in scoring by the senior Hannah Reller with 13 points, including 5 baskets, 3 for 7 from the free throw, rather, 3 for 7 from the free throw line. 6 points for Araya Dade. 6 points for Angel Bradford, 4 points for Jordan Fletcher on a basket, 2 for 4 from the line, 2 points from Victoria Plott on a couple of free throws. The Blue Devils a little bit better than the Streaks from the foul line, not a whole lot. They are 9 for 17 from the foul line.
Well, the big numbers here to look at are Streaks' edge in turnovers, 23 turnovers for Quincy, only 11 for the Streaks. But the evening out factor is the rebounding numbers. The Streaks are being out rebounded 30-13. 9 offensive rebounds for Quincy, 5 for the Streaks. The Streaks, 9 of 20 from inside, 3 of 16 from distance, whereas Quincy is 11 of 29 from inside the arc. They haven't shot from distance. Rebounding numbers, Araya Dade leads the Blue Devils with 7, including 5 offensive rebounds. The Streaks are led in rebounding by Casey Williams, who has 5. She also has 3 blocks. And another stat to note, Haley Kelso has 4 steals at the half.
So the Streaks lead it 33-31. Just ready to start the second half. Quincy will have the basketball. Streaks bring out Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Casey Williams. We should also note that we got Sharon Diggins with 3 fouls, Sabrina Clay with 3 fouls, Jordan Fletcher and Victoria Flatt, 3 fouls apiece for Quincy. A shot up and no good. Rebound comes down to Reller. She can't hit. Now Fletcher with a rebound. Kicks out to Bradford. Her 15-footer is no good. Fletcher, another rebound, and she's fouled by, I believe, it's either Chloe Anderson or Casey Williams. We'll see which one gets called. No, goes against Chloe. That'll be her third foul now. So now the Streaks with the three players with three fouls. As Jordan Fletcher goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up, too hard.
Jordan Fletcher, not a whole lot of playing time in this one. She's been malingered by that foul trouble. 6:10 to play up in Moline. Alleman is down 37-36 to the Maroons.
Second shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. Nobody blocked her out, but she traveled with it. Ball came right back to her. She made a really quick move to the basket, but it was really quick because she didn't put the ball on the floor. But, yeah, nobody jumped out and got the shooter, though. That ball came directly back to her. Nobody got into the lane in front of her. Streaks lead 33-31. Right wing, Chloe Anderson out high to Casey Williams. Lost the handle. Casey able to run it down on the near sideline. Got
She's
pushed out of bounds. She got pushed by Reller. And the ball goes back to Quincy. I mean, Casey was chasing the ball down. Reller had a hand on the hip, pushed Casey out of bounds, and that's why she stepped out, but that was not the call. Checking back in for the Streaks, Sabrina Clay, Haley Kelso, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, and Jessica Lieber stays on the floor with those four. Just underway second half, 7.5 minutes to play third quarter, and a near steal. That is another steal by Haley Kelso. Gives to Allison Mangieri, left wing, fires a three, short, rebound saved inbounds by Lexi Daniels. Now Allison will try it from the top of the key, off the rim short, and a rebound, a tie-up, and nope, they're going to say Reller got it away. Now a steal by Lexi Daniels. Right side got hammered by Fletcher, no call. Fletcher got the ball, but she brought the arm down on top of Lexi Daniels' arm, too. They didn't make the call, though. Now Bradford the other way, lays it up and got it.
Slow the game down, Tom.
I know. Too many things happened too quickly. Sabrina Clay, top of the key, out high left side. Jessica Lieber traveled. Yep, they're going to call it. Didn't think they were going to call it first. She made a little extra. She took the pass and made a hop and then made another little hop before she took off with the dribble. So a Streaks turnover. We're tied at 33, 6:54 to play third quarter. Are you caught up yet?
I think so. I had to go back through the plays in my mind, and I think I'm there now.
Now the inbound pass knocked away by Lexi Daniels, and the Blue Devils will have it in front of their own bench as Danny Teal, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Sammy Thompson check in for the Streaks. 6:53 to play third quarter. Streaks leading, or we're tied at 33, excuse me. Streaks outscored the Blue Devils 21-17 in that second quarter. And it comes to Fletcher. Her pass down on the block is, thought Sharon tipped it away.
So did I.
Went off Bradford last, though, so the Streaks get a break there.
Well, Coach Dade, now Coach Dade's going to do token pressure with Araya Dade in the back court against the freshman, Sammy Thompson.
Now Casey Williams has it working against Fletcher. Go to the basket. Casey, pick up that fourth foul on her. Now kicked out to Sammy Thompson. Back to Casey Williams, and she'll dribble right. Gets a pick. Down the right side of the lane. Lays it up. Got it. Kind of lost a handle on the way up. Couldn't hit the shot. Reller with a rebound. Reller on the dribble across midcourt. And a steal by Rainey Sibley. And now, oh, come on. Ball got tipped in bounds. Rainey had to kind of walk the tightrope there on the sideline and had to save it in bounds. And it kind of went between Reller and Sammy Thompson, and as they're going after the ball, Sammy got called for the foul. That's her first second team foul in the second half on the Streaks.
Very physical game.
This is Dade. Nice disc to Fletcher on the left side. Lays it up and got it.
Streaks got to recognize where she is coming down the floor.
Just her second basket of the ball game. And Sammy Thompson, ooh, she's fouled by Dade. Oh, no, timeout called by Evan Massey.
Good timeout call. And Coach Dade not very happy. Well, maybe he's okay with it. At first, it didn't look like he was very happy about the timeout being granted because it looked like Araya Dade had knocked the ball free before the timeout was given.
6:14 to play third quarter. Streaks now trail 35-33. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along tonight. Here on WGIO, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIO.com, and on TuneIn Radio as well. And tomorrow night, you can hear Silver Streak boys basketball. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have it. The Streaks open their Western Big Six season up at Wharton Fieldhouse against the evil Moline Maroons. Should be a good game. I'll tell you what, the Streaks have, there's no reason why they can't go up there and win that game, especially if they play defense the way they have early in the season against that Moline team, because I haven't seen that Moline has anybody that can really score the ball.
Well, a little bit different, too. You've got that coaching transition as well, as Coach Weber goes to Gurnee Warren. Who's the head coach for Moline now?
I don't even remember what his name is. I would have to look. I saw it on the program during the tournament here, and Jessica Lieber working against Fletcher, drives in and picked up Fletcher's fourth foul.
Yep.
Nice job by Jessica Lieber. Great recognition. I don't know if Coach Massey maybe mentioned that in the timeout, but Jordan Fletcher picked up her fourth foul on a nice move by Jessica Lieber. Actually, had spun away from Fletcher, and then she reached back and picked up the foul.
Interestingly enough, Coach Dade leaving her in.
No.
And that's what they're talking about right now. Fletcher keeps telling him, I've got four fouls. And he's going to leave her in, I guess.
First free throw for Jessica Lieber is up and good. She's got 10 points in the ball game. I guess he's going to tell her, now he's going to replace her.
Maybe he didn't know how many fouls to foul out. I'm not sure.
Jessica Lieber's second shot up and good. She's 2 for 2 from the line. There's a bright spot for the streaks. I don't think we've made two in a row as of yet. I take that back. I guess Casey Williams hit a one and bonus in the first half. Now a travel called on Dade, and not by the official who was right on top of the play. This came from the far side of the court. I missed. I didn't see what happened. I was still writing in my scorebook.
Yeah, she just, it was right before she started her dribble. She had taken a step, and I guess they said one too many steps.
Inbound to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Also Sabrina Clay, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels in for the streaks. Chloe Anderson to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Top of the key, Lexi Daniels stops and fires a three. Didn't get set real well on that one. Now we have it over the back. Sabrina Clay just picked up her fourth foul as she went over the back of, I believe it was Ferguson Smith. And she's going to be replaced by Casey Williams. And Casey with, she's just got two fouls. In for
Flott.
Quincy is, Victoria Flott, 5'9 senior. Streaks with a full court pressure. Reller on the dribble, gets it across. Down the right side of the lane, bounces for Ferguson Smith. She can't hit the shot. Rebound to Chloe Anderson.
Well, good block right there by Casey Williams.
Now foul on Araya Day. That was not a smart foul. She just reached in on Jessica Lieber and bumped her, and that's just her second foul, though.
One of the few players in this game not in foul trouble.
So two team fouls now on the Blue Devils here in the second half. 5:34 to play third quarter. Streaks and Blue Devils tied at 35. Hannah Smith, Haley Kelso, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams for the Streaks. Hannah Smith will inbound from in front of the Streaks coaching staff. Backdoor pass, Sharon Diggins down the left block, and she can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled by Bradford. A little bit too far under the basket, but a nice play. That was a smart move by Sharon to just take it and go up with a shot because she knew the defender was there.
Yeah, Bradford picks up her third foul, so yet another player in foul trouble for Quincy.
And Sharon Diggins yet to score the ball game, so she'll have a chance to get... Oh, they called that on the floor?
Yeah, I don't... I think the only way contact could have been made there is by the shot. But
yeah, she was up in the air. She had taken the pass and then went up, and that's when the whistle blew.
Wow.
So, okay, Sharon doesn't go to the free throw line. Cross that out. Hannah Smith inbounds, and the pass is off the mark, and now a steal by Bradford. Bradford running it down the right side, knocked away from behind by Hannah Smith. Good hustle by Hannah.
Good recovery by Hannah Smith right there. She gave Sharon not a very good pass, and then Sharon tried to save it in bounds, unfortunately, right to Bradford.
Bradford will inbound from the right baseline, and it comes to Dade on the left baseline. Top of the key, driving in, scooping up the shot is Anna Stock, the 5'9 sophomore. She gets her first basket of the ballgame. Now a travel called on Hannah Smith as Dade was pressuring her. Stock with her first basket, and now Quincy takes a 37-35 lead. Danny Teal checks in, as does...
Truly a back-and-forth game here.
Yeah, Chloe Anderson checks in and replaces Casey Williams. Casey kind of holding that left elbow. Rella to inbound on the near sideline for the Blue Devils. This is Dade. Dade to three-throw line. Kicks out to Reller. 18-footer. Left baseline, no good. Rebound brought down. Flott can't hit the easy shot. Danny Teal had the rebound go off her hand as she was falling down, and it's going to go back to the Blue Devils. Nice block out by Danny. Kind of lost her balance going up for it. And the Blue Devils will have it back. Checking in for Quincy Reagan Wellman. She will inbound from the right baseline. Quincy has six players on the floor. Okay, they didn't know who was coming in for who, so it's Stock that goes to the bench. Wellman checks in.
Under 2 minutes to play up at Wharton Fieldhouse. Moline with a two-point advantage.
Hannah Smith with a steal on the inbound. Down the right side, lays it up and can't hit it. Too hard. Now on the rebound, it goes to the floor. Danny Teal with it. Gets it off to Haley Kelso. Nice hustle again by Danny. Now it's Chloe Anderson with it. Right baseline, Sharon Diggins drives baseline. Kicks out to Haley Kelso. Left wing, three-pointer. Off the rim short. Rebound, Hannah Smith. Guess who? Amongst the tall timbers. Now Sharon Diggins right wing to Hannah Smith. She'll take it top of the key and hand off to Danny Teal. Back to Hannah Smith between the circles. 4:40 to play third quarter, 37-35 Quincy. Chloe Anderson to Hannah Smith, give and go to Danny Teal, knocked away from behind by Flott.
Well, good job by Flott recovering right there. She was trailing Danny Teal down the lane, and she was able, without making contact, to get her hand in there and knock that ball away as Hannah Smith tried the entry pass.
Jessica Lieber in with Allison Mangieri, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, and Chloe Anderson. Jessica inbound from the right baseline to Allison Mangieri. Now Jessica Lieber, three-pointer blocked by Flott. They saw that play coming. I think she jumped before Jessica had the ball, I think.
Yeah, that would be a good time for Jessica right there. A shot fake and take it to the rim.
4.5 minutes to play third quarter. Inbound to Chloe Anderson. Now Rainey Sibley out high right side. Oh, take her to the basket. Rainey, put it on the floor.
No, you got to do something with it.
Now a push call is going to go against.
This one should be going against Reagan Wellman.
Yeah.
That'll be her first foul. She ran over Chloe.
That is her first, fourth team foul now on the Blue Devils. As now Fletcher's going to check back in.
Oh, my gosh.
21 to play here in the third quarter. She's got four fouls.
Go right at her. I would go right at her every possession until she's fouled out.
Jessica Lieber to inbound into Chloe Anderson. There it is. Had the shot. Yeah, Chloe Anderson right up over the outstretched arms of Fletcher. She didn't even really contest it, and Chloe puts it up and in.
She can't. She's got to stay straight up and hope not to get fouls called.
We're tied at 37. Dade passes to Fletcher down the left block, spins into the paint, puts it up. No, too hard off the glass. Rebound tipped around, finally brought down by Rainey Sibley. Now Jessica Lieber on the run across midcourt right side. Nice dish to Chloe Anderson, left block, up off the glass and got it. And again, Fletcher got there but didn't even contest it.
Chloe
lays it up and in. 39-37 streaks.
You got to keep going to that well. It's going to be open every time down the floor.
Ball knocked away from behind by Allison Mangieri. Casey Williams comes up with it. Now Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side. She's going to stop and fire the long three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound to Dade. Dade on the run. Down the right side, over the pass, top with a pass to Reller. Now back to Dade. And now Dade gets it up off the glass, finally puts it in. That seemed like a really long sequence there for a fast break.
Well, and on top of it, they might as well just set up camp in the lane.
Yeah.
No 3-second call.
And this is a 30-second timeout called by Damon Dade and Quincy. We're tied at 39, 3:27 to play here in the third quarter. Still, this is another one of those games that seems like there's a whole lot of action, a whole lot of up and down without a lot of scoring.
Yeah.
We're tied at 39, 3:27 to play in the ballgame. Jordan Fletcher, four fouls for Quincy, and she's back in the ballgame again. And the streaks have gone right at her twice. Well, actually three times when she had three fouls. Jessica Lieber able to pick up that fourth on her. And now twice down the floor, Chloe Anderson, they've gone right at her again, and Chloe's been able to put shots up and in. Streaks come out with Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Sammy Thompson, Haley Kelso, and Casey Williams. And the Blue Devils will pick up with, well, they're going to go with full court pressure this time. They're just going man-to-man with it, though. And it comes to Haley Kelso, back to Casey Williams. Casey on the dribble, cross midcourt right side. Still pounds the dribble out high and gives to Haley Kelso in the center circle. Dribbles right, stops and fires a three and got it! Off the dribble, Haley Kelso with her second three of the ball game. Make it 42-39 streaks. Quickly back the other way. This is Stock on the right wing. Free throw line, Bradford, a high arcer is no good. Rebound tipped out. Kelso comes down with it and gets fouled by Bradford. Bradford picks up her fourth foul now.
Yeah, and that's going to be tough because she's played really well from that other guard spot or small forward spot, depending on who's on the floor for them.
Five team fouls down the Blue Devils, 3:02 to play third quarter. Streaks will bring the length of the court against full court pressure again, and another foul reaching in this time is the freshman Casey Kelly, knocks Kelso down, and that's going to be the 16th foul now. Kelly's first foul. Jessica Lieber's going to check back in and replace Sammy Thompson. 3:02 to play. No time ticked off the clock on that one. Inbound to Sharon Diggins. Sharon on the dribble against Reller. Now picked it up. Now to Casey Williams in the backcourt to Haley Kelso. Gets it across the timeline on the left side. Picks up the dribble and gets to Sharon Diggins out high on the right side. Under 3 minutes to play. Sharon takes it to the basket. Pulls up with a short one. Got it up and in. First points of the ball game for Sharon Diggins. 44-39. Now a foul is going to be called on Haley Kelso. Got tangled up with Bradford on the inbound play.
It's her first.
Her first foul, 14th foul on the streak. as Rainey Sibley and Lexi Daniels check in. Araya Dade back in for Quincy along with Anna Stock as Bradford and Ferguson Smith go to the bench.
And the student section really getting into it over there.
They were inbounding right in front of the student section. They were all over. Oh Dade,
double,
over
yeah.
and back. Nice job. Dade doesn't even know what she did. She came across midcourt, was trapped up. She had her head down, and when they went right back into the backcourt, and she was looking at the official, he didn't know what the call was. I don't think her father
saw
that
he
got
it
across either. Yeah, she was definitely across. There has to be 3 points. Both feet and the ball have to be across. Otherwise, you can still go into the backcourt. All 3 points were across.
Well, I think he's trying to say that they weren't, but it sure looked like it.
Now Streaks to turn it over. Reller comes up with it. Now Dade, a long three-pointer. Wow, banked it in. Wow. Not sure if she meant to do that. I'm guessing not, but it's effective. 44-42 Streaks. Right wing. Lexi Daniels, three. That's way short. Rebound off of Fletcher. Danny Teal comes up with it. To Casey Williams, out high left side. Three-pointer is too hard. And a rebound comes down to Reller. She goes to the floor now. Pass going away by Danny Teal. Now Danny lost a handle on it. Dade comes up with it for Quincy. Dade on the dribble, right wing. Got to Fletcher, top of the key. Fletcher drives down the right side of the lane, scoops up the shot, too hard. Rebound, Casey Williams. And Fletcher thought about jumping in there and guarded Casey and then stepped back. 44-42 Streaks. Long down court pass. Danny Teal lays it up, can't hit. And now we've got a tie up on the rebound. Danny Teal's getting a call for the foul.
It looked like she had her hands on the ball.
Yeah, Reller went up and had it, and Danny was like right in front of her and reaching up at it, but Danny picks up her second foul. That's a 15 foul on the Streaks.
Reller hasn't scored in this quarter, but she's got a double-double now. She picked up her 11th rebound there.
In for the Streaks, Sharon Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Hannah Smith, Chloe Anderson, and Danny Teal. Danny down here guarding Fletcher. Danny at 5-5 against the 6-4 Fletcher. Now Dade runs down the left side, laid it up too hard, and then nearly an over the back. Should have been on Fletcher going over the back of Danny Teal. Didn't get the call, though. Right wing, Sharon Diggins fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Danny Teal.
Chloe's going to get called for over back. It's a good call.
Yeah.
Chloe had jumped over the back of Anna Stock right there, trying to go for the rebound and made it just enough contact to merit the call.
And that's her fourth. 16 fouls now for both teams. 44-42 Streaks lead, 1:28 to play here in the third quarter. Inbound to Dade, nearly lost a handle on it, gets it across midcourt on the run. Kicks it to Fletcher, down on the right block. Too hard with a shot again. Rebound, guess who? Hannah Smith in front of Dade and Fletcher. And jump ball, alternate possession goes to the Streaks. I don't know how Hannah Smith does that. There's some players that have a nose for the ball, and at 5-1, she gets in there and just has the timing and is able to get some rebounds.
Danny Teal coming out of the game. She was a little slow coming out of the game, so I couldn't tell if she was supposed to come out of the game, and now Haley Kelsey going to come into the game. She's going to get Elsa Mangieri.
So Casey Williams.
And Coach Massey didn't want Elsa Mangieri coming out. And so now he's going to have her check in. She can't check back into the game.
This is the second time that's happened.
And now Chloe Anderson out of the game. I have never.
Like you said.
Usually officials are all over that.
Oh, my goodness. What a pick by Haley Kelsey. Nice pass from Hannah Smith to Allison Mangieri. Laid it up and in. Boy, what a pass. And now a whistle timeout called by by Coach Dade.
Full timeout.
Okay, pick set by Haley Kelsey over here on the near sideline. Whoever it was, I don't know if it was Dade, didn't see it coming. Wow, she ran into a brick wall there.
Yeah, it was almost a crackback block.
That's what it looked like. 107 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break as well. Streaks lead 46-42. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Ho, ho, ho. This holiday season, WGIL has Christmas all wrapped up, and you could win presents from jewelry to furniture in our Pick a Present contest. Starting December 3rd, listen for the cue to call, and if you're caller number 5, you'll have a chance to draw two numbers. If the prizes behind those numbers match, you'll win that present.
WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present is sponsored by Hair Etc. and Furniture Country.
Our contest starts December 3rd on WGIL.
Turns out, Sting thinks like, Wouldn't it be great if... And remember when we were able to? We're just a big waste of time. See, our bodies were having trouble keeping up with our spirits, so we thought we would have to give up the things we enjoyed. That was until we discovered Handy Van. Now we're saying things like, let's do lunch.
Your life may be different because of a temporary or permanent disability, but that certainly shouldn't hold you back. Allow us to take you and your friends to and from your leisurely lunch. Stop by our office in the community center for details. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Recycling pickup days change next month in the city of Galesburg. We'll talk more about it tomorrow morning at 8:15 with Associate Planner Julie Main on the WGIL Morning News.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, and we've had a lot of action already to start the first few last few seconds of the third quarter here. Streaks lead 46-44 now. Jessica Lieber got called for travel, but before that, Misha Ferguson-Smith had about eight shots at it, got her own offensive rebound, and she finally put one up and in for her first basket of the ball game. 46-44, 47.7, and again, Coach Dade puts Fletcher back in with 47 seconds to play.
I would savor this 47 seconds. Yeah. I mean,
and she's got the ball between the circles, out high right side. It goes to Wellman. Wellman drives right, gives to Fletcher, scoops up a shot, and tied it up at 46. Well, I guess he can say that that's what happened. Jessica Lieber went to the floor, able to get the ball off to Sharon Diggins. Oh, and Sharon double dribbled. She had Fletcher jump out on her. She was going to shoot the three and then forgot she had picked up her dribble right before that, put it back on the floor to drive around her.
Well, I can tell you.
Head fake there and then dribble around her.
Yeah, it was such a tight game. I don't think that Coach Dade's going to get an A here for game management. Now another turnover by Araya Day. She ran into Jessica Lieber, and Jessica Lieber's sportsmanship goes to make sure she's okay. But Dade only has one timeout for the rest of the game, and this game is as tight as they come.
Wow, 22.9 to play. Now, he took over as head coach in mid-September.
34 turnovers now as Quincy had turned the ball over there.
16 to play. Jessica Lieber out high left side. Left wing Haley Kelso with 13. Now Jessica Lieber with 10. Top of the key with 9. Scoops up a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Nope. Dade steals it away with 5 seconds to play. Dade on the dribble with 4. Down the right side. Throws a shot up from the free throw line and banked it in. I mean, she just literally threw the ball from the free throw line and banked it in at the buzzer. I guess they all count just like her three-pointer did earlier. And the Quincy Blue Devils take the lead heading into the fourth quarter. It is Quincy 48, Galesburg 46. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
This Christmas, WGIL has your shopping all done. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call for a chance to play Pick a Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you'll win that present. Our contest starts December 3rd on WGIL.
We played three quarters of basketball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Quincy Blue Devils heading into the fourth quarter, 48-46. Quincy with the ball to start the final quarter. One other final in the Western Big Six had the Moline defeated. Now Sharon Diggins gets the steal on the inbound, drives down, fouled by Dade, no call. Now a push. Thank you. They call that one on Bradford as she pushed Rainey Sibley out of bounds. This game is starting to get a little bit out of hand. Wow. So steal by Sharon Diggins, a foul that was not called on Dade.
And that's going to be foul out for Bradford.
Oh, that's it for Bradford. And that's why Coach Massey's still arguing the fact that Sharon got fouled on the shot by Dade, and they didn't call that one. So Angel Bradford fouls out of the ballgame with 8 points.
Two rebounds.
But we have one final. Moline win over Alleman, is that right?
46-41 at Wharton.
So Rainey Sibley goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus for the Streaks. Rainey has not scored tonight. First shot is up, bounces high, and falls through.
Rainey hasn't taken a shot from anywhere on the floor until that free throw.
She's Streets were outscored 17-13 in that third quarter. Second shot for Rainey is up, in and out, no good. Rebound going to go off of Chloe Anderson last, and the Blue Devils will bring it the length of the court. Just underway fourth quarter, 7:53 to play. It's a one-point game. Quincy with a 48-47 lead. Inbound comes to Araya Dade. Dade on the dribble across midcourt in the center circle. Lost a handle on it, now picked it up. Gets it to Stock on the right wing. Stock working against Rainey Sibley, and a charge called on who? Against Stock. I'm not sure what she did. I really didn't see if she, like, moved an elbow, if she hit out of it, because Rainey was right there with great defense. I don't know if she lowered the shoulder. From this angle, I couldn't see. But nonetheless, Streaks get it back on the turnover, and the foul is the first on Stock.
36 turnovers now for the Quincy Blue Devils.
Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson in for the Streaks, who trail by one with 7:40 to play in the ballgame. 48-47 Quincy. Out high left side, it's Rainey Sibley with it to Casey Williams. Left of the center circle on the dribble against Reller. Near carry by Casey, gets it off to Jessica Lieber. Jess on the dribble. Streaks need some spacing. They keep kind of running into each other. Good defense by the Blue Devils. Rainey Sibley picks up the dribble, gives to Jessica Lieber in the center circle. Now it's Casey Williams out high left side. Streaks going to work a little bit of clock. Looking for the easy one. There it is. Casey Williams down the right side lane. Missed the bunny, though. Had a wide open give and go. Casey, I don't know if she looked like maybe she lost a handle on the way up again, because it almost went up with two hands on it. Now a steal by Casey. 7 minutes to play. Casey Williams down the right side, gets bumped, puts it up, can't hit, but she's going to go to the free throw line. That's a good thing about basketball. You make a mistake, you can make up for it right away, and Casey Williams did just that.
Should go against Ferguson Smith. That'll be her second foul of the game. Team's eighth.
And Casey Williams goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 4 points in the ball game, including 2 for 3 from the free throw line. She can give the Streaks the lead if she hits both. First one is perfect. As Fletcher checks back in, along with Flott for Quincy, Haley Kelso, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels in for the Streaks.
Tie game 48 apiece.
6:57 to play in the ball game.
Streaks are going to have a heck of a quarter to get up to, not undoable, but to get up to their average of approximately 70 points a game.
Casey misses the second. Rebound comes down to Dade. Gets it off to Reller. Reller traveled with a no call. Reller across midcourt on the dribble. Knocked away from behind by Allison Mangieri. Casey Williams comes up with it. Great defensive plays again by the Streaks. Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. Got Fletcher there. Go right at her, Jess. Gets it across to Haley Kelso. Under 7 minutes to play. This is Casey Williams between the circles. Drives down the right side of the lane. Scoops it up off the glass. Too short. Rebound comes down to Reller. Oh, and a foul is going to be called on Haley Kelso. And I think that Reller just kind of lost her footing there. She thought there was going to be some contact, and she turned real hard back the other way and looked like, to me, Haley was just standing there. But she picked up her second foul, 17th foul on the streak. So we're going to walk it back to the other end, and Hannah Reller is going to go to the free throw line with a shot at the one and bonus. 13 points all in the first half. She hasn't scored in the second half. 6:31 to play. We're tied at 48.
Coach Dade getting Fletcher out of the ball game, as well as Araya Dade.
So Hannah Reller at the free throw line, 5'10 senior for the Blue Devils. First one is up and good.
I don't know if it's good that she made it or bad she made it, because the Streaks didn't know it was a 1-1.
Reller's first points of the second half, she's got 14. They get 49-48. Quincy now 50-48 as she makes the second. Quincy's going to pick up a half court. Long down court pass to Allison Mangieri from Jessica Lieber. Shot is no good, but a foul, I believe, is going to go against Stock. Nice look from Jessica Lieber from three-quarter court. Allison Mangieri wide open on the left side of the basket, and she'll go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 2 points in the ballgame.
Streaks now in the double bonus the rest of the way. So, yes, that foul did go against Anna Stock. That's her second. Allison Mangieri's first trip to the free throw line leaves that one a little bit short. She, on the season, 8 of 11, so she'd been shooting it pretty well. 8 of 12 now, obviously.
Back in for the Streaks, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Sammy Thompson. Allison Mangieri at the free throw line. Streaks trail 50-48, 6:27 to play. Second shot up and good for Allison Mangieri. She's got three. She'll be replaced by Danny Teal. Streaks will pick up on the full court. Fletcher back in. Dade not in there, though, against the full court pressure this time for Quincy. And it comes to the freshman Stock. Stock on the dribble. Down court pass to nobody. And Casey Williams comes up with a steal. Now Sammy Thompson to Rainey Sibley. Rainey on the left side gets to Casey Williams between the circles. Out high right side. Sharon Diggins drives to the baseline. Lays it up and got it. Fletcher just stayed back once again because she's got four fouls. Sharon Diggins, just her second basket of the ballgame. Streaks take the lead 51-50, and it travels on the freshman, Casey Kelly.
Streaks need to just keep going to the well right now, Tom. They need to keep going at Fletcher. She's not going to play defense. So as long as whoever she's guarding gets the ball or you go driving with her in the lane, you're going to get some easy looks.
I think the same thing defensively when the freshman or the sophomore, either Stock or Kelly, has the ball, just go after them, and you're going to force some turnovers, as they did there. Streaks lead 51-50, 6:03 to play in the ballgame. Sharon Diggins going to go to the basket again. Lays it up and got it. Exactly what you said. Take it right there. Fletcher's out now, but still, they don't have anybody that can stop Sharon going to the basket. Dade trapped up. Finally gets it out to Reller. Nearly knocked away from behind. Reller carried, no call. Pulls up with the 8-footer in the lane. Can't hit. Rebound. Knocked around and finally brought down by Casey Williams. Streaks lead 53-50. Casey on the run down the right side lane. Gets pushed by Dade.
There's
and Dade's going to pick up her third foul. Casey Williams will go back to the free throw line. Nice job by Casey. A little bit of a hesitation dribble. I thought maybe she was going to pull it back out, but saw enough of an opening there, knew she could get to the basket, and draws a foul against Dade with 5:39 to play. Streaks leading 53-50. So Casey at the free throw line on the season.
She misses on the first. That's
the first.
She is now three of six in the game, and she missed the front end of one and one.
Just, am I right, just 42% from the line for Casey?
Yep.
43? Wow.
Only, it was three of seven, though, so it's not like it was a big sample size.
Yeah. Second shot, no good, but the rebound to Sharon Diggins. To Chloe Anderson down on the block. Looks for help, kicks it out to Casey Williams. That high left side, fires a three, off the back iron, no, and we have an over-the-back foul on Chloe Anderson as she got Reller, and we'll walk it back this way. Reller goes to the free throw line. I'm not sure that the clock started. There's still 5:29. Wasn't there 5:29 to play when she went to the free throw line?
I think you're right.
we don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
The clock is supposed to be our friend when we have a three-point lead.
Reller now 13 rebounds in the game to go along with her 13 points, or 15 points, excuse me. She's only scored 2 points in half.
Chloe Anderson just fouled out with 4 points on a couple of baskets. Reller misses the free throw. Sabrina Clay had the rebound go off her hands. Now a tie-up. Look at Danny Teal, a bulldog in there, going after it with Ferguson Smith, who's much bigger than Danny. And Danny rips it away, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Danny, again, being very active on the inside. That's her role in the squad.
Inbound to Haley Kelso, also Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay, Sharon Diggins. Danny Teal in there. This is Jessica Lieber on the dribble out between the circles.
Get the ball to Haley Kelso. She has Fletcher on her.
Now give and go. It's Jessica Lieber to Sabrina Clay down the right side. Lays it up and in. Her second basket of the ball game. She's got 55-50 streaks. Reller runs it down the right side. Scoops it up short. Nice job defensively by Sabrina Clay.
Oh, bad call.
Wow. The rebound came down. Went off of Reller reaching over Sabrina Clay for it, but they're going to give it back to the Blue Devils. Nice job defensively by Sabrina Clay. She got there, held her ground, hands straight up, didn't bring him down at all, and Reller missed the shot.
We're getting to the point of the game here where you got to get Fletcher out of there because she's playing on borrowed time right now. So find out who she's guarding and go right to that person every time down the floor.
Three-pointer from the right baseline up and
Ooh.
Good for Reagan Wellman. First three of the ball game for the Quincy Blue Devils, and it's 55-53 streaks, 4:50 to play.
No, Dade hit one earlier. She banked
that
one in.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
I forgot about that one. Now Casey Williams down the right side, and a shot blocked by Fletcher. Now that should be the foul right there. Oh, no.
I do think Lexi just lost her balance.
Okay,
Lexi had gone after it. She had the ball in her hands, but unfortunately it looked like she just didn't have enough balance to bring it back up. But good. Even though the Streaks didn't get anything off that possession, very good. They went right at Fletcher, and Fletcher did a nice job. She was able to get that block shot without coming in the foul. Now what Casey's got to do is shot fake and go into Fletcher and get that fifth foul called.
Now this is, wow. They had Ferguson Smith trapped up, and we're going to get a bump call.
Ferguson Smith going to the line for the first time tonight.
Jessica Lieber picks up her third. Ferguson Smith with 2 points. She can tie it up, 4:32 to play in the ball game. Seems like a really long fourth quarter.
Yeah. Really long game.
Yeah, well, there's that too. First shot is up and bounces off, no good. Rebound Casey Williams for the Streaks. Gives to Jessica Lieber, 4:28 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 55-53.
Casey, 8 rebounds now, all but one on the defensive end. Go to the middle.
Takes it down the right side. Scooped it up. Jessica Lieber up and in. She's got 13, make a 57-53 streaks, 4:11 to play. Reller knocked away from behind by Danny Teal. Allison Mangieri comes up with a Jessica Lieber three-pointer, top of the key, bounces off, no good. Rebound, should have been a foul on that one as Ferguson Smith knocked it away from Lexi Daniels. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber. Leans in, puts it up, no good, and there was some contact, no call. Wow. Now it's Dade, a three-pointer blocked by Allison Mangieri. Casey Williams down with a rebound. Dade tried to put up the three. Allison came from behind and blocked it. Top of the key, Casey Williams fires the three. In and out, no. Rebound down to Danny Teal. Leans in, puts it up, can't hit. Might have been partially blocked, and they're going to say on the rebound she stepped on the end line with 3:37 to play here in the ball game, and the Streaks leading 57-53.
3:37 left to go, and it's going to be a free throw type game. The Streaks have got to start hitting their free throws because Quincy has not. So that's where the Streaks can take a definite advantage on the stretch here.
And it comes to Dade working against Sharon Diggins. Nearly traveled with it. And a steal by Rainey Sibley. Couldn't hold her balance. What a great hustle play by Rainey. Tried to hold on, but lost her balance down on the baseline. It gets a nice hand from the police crowd. Reller to inbound. 3:31 to play. And it comes to Wellman. Wellman across midcourt right side. All the way down the right side lane. And a bad pass.
Oh, they're going to give this one to the Streaks. And I actually thought that it was a good play by Rainey on the backside to get just a little bit of the ball, but they're going to say the Streaks get it back. 43 turnovers now for Quincy, as that's the 20th of the half.
It looked to me, I mean, I thought she'd try to reach around bounce pass to Fletcher, but she had kind of her momentum was still going toward the baseline. I kind of thought that's what had happened on it. But.
Oh, well, very possible, because it was right along the baseline, real close either way.
Jessica Lieber with it near carry. They do call it. Yeah, she crossed over and then kind of caught the ball up on her hip. I wasn't sure if the official was at an angle to see it like we were.
Yeah, because it was pretty obvious. The Streak fans not very happy, but it was pretty obvious from our vantage point.
3:20 to play in the ballgame, 57-53 Streaks.
21st turnover of the game for the Streaks, so they're only at about half of what Quincy's turning the ball over at.
Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams in for the Streaks. This is Reller. Pass knocked away by Jessica Lieber down on the baseline. Reller, same thing, tried to kind of do that reach around, and Jess got there to knock it away.
Well, you can tell that's something they've worked on, because we've seen them go to that a lot during this ball game. So, but a good job by Jessica identifying what was happening there, and she was able to not tip it away.
As Wellman checks in.
That was nice.
Stock.
She didn't tell Anna Stock that she was coming out of the ball game. I guess that was just supposed to be an assumption thing.
Inbound, and she nearly lost it. Finally got it into Reller out high on the left side, working against Jessica Lieber. Down underneath, Ferguson Smith lost the handle. Now finally got it back. Banked it up, no good. Fletcher down with a rebound, left hander up and in.
That's why you need to get her out of there.
57-55 Streaks, under 3 minutes to play. Jessica Lieber down the middle of the lane, and she's bumped by Dade. And that's going to be a push on Dade, and that's her fourth foul. Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line. Two shots now.
Mock cheer from the Streaks faithful.
So two for Jessica Lieber, 10 team fouls on the Blue Devils. Streaks with 9, so each team will be shooting 2 from here on out. This has been such a tough physical game. This is the first game I've actually seen some of the Streaks players. You can see him getting a little fatigued out there.
Yeah, the street.
Shorts and whatnot.
Yep. Jessica Lieber now hits on her third free throw of the game, and she came into the game shooting 75% from the free throw stripe. She started really well. She was, 15 of her first 17, I think, on the season, had a couple poor games in a row.
Missed that one short. Rebound to Ferguson Smith. Her outlet pass knocked away by Sharon Diggins out of bounds. And Quincy will bring it the length of the court. Streaks lead 58-55, 2:52 to play. Inbound, knocked away again by Sharon Diggins, saved it inbounds, but Reller comes up with a great hustle by Sharon Diggins. Reller on the dribble, and then another carry again, they don't call it. Reller kicks it out, and it's stolen away by Rainey Sibley. Give to Jessica Lieber. On the dribble across midcourt right side, 2:35 to play in the ball game. Gets a pick from Sabrina Clay, gives to Rainey Sibley. Now Sabrina Clay between the circles out high right side. Sharon Diggins goes right at Fletcher. Fletcher blocks the shot, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. That's what she's got to do that, though. She's got to keep going right at her.
Well, and a good job by Fletcher, too. You got to give her props.
Yeah.
She actually jumped away from Sharon, knowing she still had the length to block that shot. That's why I'm saying you need to shot fake her. Get her in the air and then go into her.
Jessica Lieber to inbound to Sharon Diggins, right wing. Hands off to Jessica Lieber. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks out to Haley Kelso. Fires a three. Hard. Rebound comes down to Ferguson Smith. Now a travel by Fletcher. Oh, and a blocking foul. You got to be kidding me. Fletcher came down with the ball, traveled, then ran over Haley Kelso, who had fallen. And they call a foul on Haley Kelso. Yeah, and that's what Coach Matthew was saying. Where's the travel? I mean, that came way before there was any contact. And the contact was just Haley had already fallen to the floor, and Fletcher just landed on top of her after she traveled.
Well, the good thing is Fletcher, not a very good free throw shooter, at least tonight. She hasn't been 2 for 6 in the game.
She's got 10 points for the Blue Devils. Haley Kelso picked up her third foul. 2:16 to play. Streets lead 58-55.
Whoa. She tried a one-hand free throw with just the right hand and drew nothing.
Will Chamberlain used to shoot them like that. I think her coach told her to do that because she looked over and said, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah, well, now we're going to, I think they have to go Rick Barry style next.
Yeah, might as well. Why not? Calvin Murphy, Rick Barry. Maybe she is going to do that. Oh, nope. She's going to try a regular shot.
Nope.
Nope, she's going to do it again. Made the second one. I honestly have not seen that since Will Chamberlain used to shoot him that way.
Well, I haven't seen it since practice.
And he used to stand back right inside the top of the key. Now, oh, a charge. Wow. Called on Jessica Lieber.
That's Jess's fourth.
They said that Reagan Wellman got there and got set. I'm not so sure. Yeah, 4 on Jessica.
Well, which isn't good because 2:06 left to go.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose Jessica, just like Quincy doesn't want to lose Fletcher.
Streaks lead 58-56, and it comes to Fletcher. Now Dade across midcourt. Quincy with numbers to carry.
Oh,
dribbled
my God.
Head, no call. Now a steal by Sharon Diggins. I don't know how you don't call, though.
Yeah, I don't know because they're blatant.
You dribble above your head. Now a three-pointer. Jessica Lieber is off the mark. Rebound, Rainey Sibley gets knocked to the floor. Sharon Diggins comes up and puts it up and in. 6 points in the quarter for Sharon. 8 in the ballgame. 60-56. Dade quickly back the other way. Can't hit the layup. Rebound, Reller puts it up and in. And a timeout. No, I think Rainey Sibley got hit in the face down here. And that's what Coach Massey's trying to say was on the rebound. She had gotten hit across the nose. And she's in some pain, so she's replaced by Sabrina Clay. I think that's what Coach Massey's saying. The official was down there when Rainey came down with that rebound and she had gotten hit across the face. Streaks lead 60-58, 1:37 to play. Sabrina Clay to inbound, looking for help. Finally gets in there. It's a push on Reller.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
That was a body check.
knocked Sharon out of bounds. That's just the first foul on Hannah Reller.
Yeah, Sharon's a tough girl, too, and she's a pretty strong player, and she went flying.
So Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots. 1:37 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 60-58. And Rainey's going to get back up and check back in for the Streaks, as is Casey Williams.
Rainey's still rubbing in that nose.
Sharon at the free throw line. First shot is up. No good.
She hasn't shot it all that well. 11 of 18, 11 of 19 now with that miss, which works out to less than 60% from the free throw stripe. So she's really struggled from the free throw line. She had one game earlier in the year, and I can't remember who it was against, East Peoria, I think, where she shot it pretty well, but we haven't really seen her replicate that since.
Stock back in for Quincy.
She gets that one to fall.
Got the second, so it's a three-point lead for the Streak, 61-58. Steal by Sharon Diggins, stops, lays it up, no. Oh, and a charge call. You have got to be kidding me. Oh, no, wait. Is he calling that a charge?
I think so.
Wow. She went straight up. I mean, she stopped and went straight up. Wow, that's
four now.
Sharon Diggins just picked up her fourth foul after a great steal. Wow. Wow. I mean, she stopped. She did not go to the basket. She stopped and went up with a shot. Now that should be a charge right there, and there's no call. Fletcher got the rebound, couldn't hit. Now she's fouled on the second one. Wow, this is unbelievable. As Stock came in, jumped right on top of Casey Williams going for the basket, and there's nothing called there. Fletcher rebounded the miss, couldn't hit, but she got fouled. And was that Casey that picked that up, her third? So Fletcher's going to shoot the one-handed shot again. That one went in.
They get 61-59 as the Streaks trying to hold on here at the end. Danny Teal comes out of the ball game. Sabrina Clay is going to report to check in now. She'll only come in. Nope, never mind. She's being pulled back.
1:23 to play in the ballgame. Second shot is up, and that one is good.
Well, she's 3 of 4 doing it that way.
the one-handed technique. So it's Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Haley Kelso, Sharon Diggins, and Allison Mangieri for the streaks. And Coach Massey calls a timeout now. And this is a 30-second timeout. 1:23 to play in the ball game. It is Galesburg 61, Quincy 60.
Well, I'll tell you what here, Tom. The streaks have really let Coach Date off the hook right here because, A, they haven't been able to get that fifth foul on Fletcher, who's played a lot of time since the middle of the third quarter when she picked that up, and, B, he hasn't had to use that last timeout yet. So this, but I think going back to what you said, it was just a great the intensity has been so high that the streaks players are starting to look very tired and real slow getting up and down the floor.
Anyway, and I don't know if it's that, the combination of how physical it's been in that, or it didn't seem like maybe they have been in a little bit longer rotations or more rotations. I'm not sure.
Right.
You get so many of them, it's hard to tell. Casey Williams inbound. Had Jessica Lieber long, finally gets it into Sharon Diggins. 1:20 to play. Now Sharon's pass knocked away. Jessica Lieber comes up with it. Knocked out of bounds. Going to go off Jessica last. And Quincy with a chance to take the lead with 1:17 to play.
Well, Jess tried to dribble there in collecting it instead of just grabbing it. She needed to just grab the basketball right there. And Casey not very happy because Jess just switched defensive assignments. So now Casey's got to guard Fletcher.
Dave to Fletcher. Right block. And she traveled. Thank you very
good
much.
Good call.
Yep.
And the assistant coach on Quincy's bench better be careful because he could get teed up over there. He's throwing and he's swinging his fists and jumping up and down. That was clearly a travel.
Yeah, I think the baseline official was going to call a foul. Fletcher had faked and then traveled. And who was it? Jess that went up and actually landed on her, but she traveled before that. Inbound to Haley Kelso.
Go.
Kelso on the dribble across midcourt in the center circle. 109 to play. Jessica Lieber with it with 108. Streaks are going to have to hit some free throws.
They're going to run the stall offense.
You have to protect the ball. Oh, you got to pay it. Ooh. Timeout called by Coach Massey just before Araya Date stole the ball.
Yeah.
And it's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 102 to play. It's Galesburg 61, Quincy 60. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
You could win presents from jewelry to furniture this holiday season in WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present Contest. If you choose two numbers and the presents match, you'll win that present. Our contest starts December 3rd on WGIL.
102 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 61-60. Galesburg with the basketball. They'll inbound from midcourt. It'll be Haley Kelso to inbound. Sharon Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay in for the streaks as well. Into the backcourt it comes to Jessica Lieber, gets fouled by Reller.
Yeah.
Jess is going to go to the free throw line.
Well, Reller's protesting the call, but she made obvious contact right there.
I guess she's basing on as physical as the game's been. She's probably had more fouls than that that weren't called.
Yeah.
She was more physical.
That's her second, and with 60 seconds left to go in the game, the streaks have foul trouble. The Blue Devils have foul trouble. And Jessica Lieber steps up and hits the first free throw to give the Streaks a two-point advantage.
15 points for Jessica Lieber, 62-60 Streaks lead. Rainey Sibley in, replacing Allison Mangieri.
Four fouls apiece for Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, and Sharon Diggins.
Second shot up and good for Jessica Lieber. Under a minute to play. This is Stock on the dribble. Kicks it out to Reller. Now it's Dade with it between the circles. 53 seconds to play. Drives down the right side of the lane. Scoops a shot up. Short. Rebound Fletcher. Puts it up. And she's fouled. I think it doesn't matter. Just if anybody's around her when she's going up for a shot, they're going to call the contact. I'm not sure there was any.
Well, and if that foul, actually that should be the
fourth. Yeah, that's fourth on Casey, I believe.
Yeah, they gave it to Casey. Okay.
So Fletcher with a chance at the traditional three-point play, make it 63-62. She can tie it with 48.1 seconds to play.
She's going back to the one-hand style, I would imagine.
That's where she's had her most success from the line tonight. We'll see. Yep, the Wilt Chamberlain. And missed it. Rebound, Casey Williams to Jessica Lieber. 44 seconds to play. Jess on the dribble in the backcourt against Dade with 41. Across midcourt in the center circle with 39. Now at high on the dribble with 36 to
give
play.
Give it to Sharon. Sharon has Fletcher on her.
Now it's Casey Williams holding on. Back to Allison Mangieri. Now it's Jessica Lieber. Dangerous pass there. Jess with it. Picks it up. Oh, and swung it over.
Oh,
the Streaks
luckily
got bailed out there.
Yeah, the Streaks really got bailed out because what happened, I can't tell who that is. Wellman. Is that Wellman?
Yeah.
Wellman put her hand up, knocked the ball away, and it was going to sail right to the Streaks bench if she hadn't touched it.
So Galesburg gets it back. It'll be Haley Kelso to inbound with 24.3 to play. Looking for help. And it comes to Jessica Lieber, left of the center circle, working against Reller. Now with 19 seconds to play. They're not fouling. Now
no, I don't think they realize.
Now they're telling. Now he's telling them to foul.
Well, Dave doesn't want to foul because he's got four.
Yep. And now Reller reaches in on Jessica Lieber.
Streaks
10.9 to play.
Whittle a lot of time off that clock. And it's smart play by Jessica Lieber because at one time I think she was thinking about doing the spin move to the inside because it was open.
Yeah.
But she knew that the running the clock out was more valuable.
Yeah, I saw you could see that opening, and you could see the wheels turning there as Jess hits the first free throw and give the Streaks a two-point lead with 10.9 to play. Sabrina Clay in replacing Casey Williams, and Damon Day calls timeout.
His final timeout.
10.9 seconds to play. Streaks lead 64-62. Galesburg sophomores a winner tonight, 66-59 over the Quincy Blue Devils. Well, this has been a battle, and, you know, like I said, at least the last three games with this team have been that way. Streaks, I think, have won, what, six in a row over Quincy? But they've all been battles. But in the other games, the Streaks have actually been able to pull away late against this team. But not tonight. It's been, wow, this is one. The girls are going to be feeling it tomorrow, both on both these teams.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the Streaks haven't taken advantage of some of the opportunities they've had. And I think they've tried a little too much to stay with the game plan of let's get threes up, let's try to push the tempo, because they're better off against a team like this to open up driving lanes and drive through the middle, because if you can move Fletcher out of the middle of the paint, which she has been a lot because of the foul trouble, you should be able to drive past a lot of these if you do some ball screens.
10.9 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber at the free throw line for the Streaks.
And obviously Coach Day trying to ice Jessica. We'll see how this works. As she has had a good night from the free throw stripe so far, 6 of 7. She's going to try and make it 7 of 8 in a three-point lead, which would be a big boost for the Streaks, because Quincy has hit two threes but really hasn't shown an ability to hit threes.
17 points on the night for Jessica Lieber. Now make it 18 as the second one is up and good. 6 for 7 from the line here in the fourth quarter. Now another timeout.
Coach Massey will call timeout here to set up his press.
Well, we'll go ahead and take one as well. 10.9 to play. Streaks lead 65-62. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
10.9 seconds to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Quincy Blue Devils 65-62. Quincy will have to bring the ball the length of the court. Streaks come out with Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, Sabrina Clay, and Rainey Sibley. And the Streaks actually going to pick up half court.
Yeah, no, we'll see. Because the last possession, they picked up in a 2-3 zone.
Okay.
I bet they show press and then drop into that 2-3 zone.
Nope, they are going to pick up three-quarter court. Dade on the dribble, 8 seconds. On the right wing, fires a long three-pointer. High off the glass.
Oh, my God.
Good. Oh, my goodness.
And Lieber's going to push it back the other way.
Now Jessica Lieber puts a shot up at the buzzer. Off the rim. No, we are going to overtime.
Coach Massey was trying to call a timeout for that last 5 seconds, and none of the officials were by him. None of them gave him the timeout.
And that's what he's saying to the official right now. Araya Dade, I don't know how, that's two she's hit. She just threw it up. I've never seen a shot in a game. I've seen it in a game of horse, but in an actual game, banked so high off the glass and with as much arc as there was on it from the angle, that's where it would have had to hit to go through. And that's twice she's done it, and she tied the game and sent it to overtime. Wow.
Wow is about all you can say about that.
So now it's where the fouls become even more important. And, you know, this is the case, like you said, you would hope Fletcher would have fouled out by now. Streaks with three players three players with four fouls. So we'll play another 4 minutes in this ball game. Streaks have already lost Chloe Anderson to fouls.
Somehow, some way, Fletcher's going to get to start this overtime period.
Yeah. Wow. So we will jump it up. Streaks come out with Casey Williams, Danny Teal, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Jessica Lieber. Guessing we won't see this crew in this gym again. Just a guess. not a very well-called game.
But. No, that's this one's not going in the how-to video.
But the Streaks had some opportunities. They missed a lot of missed free throws. In fact, they missed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in that fourth quarter. So right there is your ball game. So Fletcher to jump against Casey Williams. Reller, Dade, Ferguson, Smith, and Wellman out there along with Fletcher for the Blue Devils. Tip one by the Blue Devils, but it goes out of bounds as Fletcher hit it too hard, and the Streaks will have the first possession in overtime.
Yeah,
and they're discussing the possession, or it should be to the Streaks because they won the tip. That's what they're discussing at the scores. They want to make sure who the possession error goes to. And they're saying it goes to Quincy. That's not right.
No, because they never.
They had possession. The ball got tipped by Fletcher right into the hands of Relman, and she lost it out of bounds. Or Reller.
Wow. Well, Coach Mancy isn't arguing it.
So Streaks with the basketball. Haley Kelso to inbound in the backcourt to Jessica Lieber. Haley Kelso on the left wing to Casey Williams between the circles. Now it's Sharon Diggins fouled by Reller. Now she just picked up her third foul.
Fourth. She's quickly adding them up here. And if she's the first one to foul, considering she entered the fourth quarter with no fouls. Sharon goes back to the line where she split in her only trip during regulation.
She's got 9 points on the ball game. Chance to give the Streaks the lead with 3:49 to play. First shot, bounces off, no good.
She knew it, too. She knew she left it short.
Remember, I don't even remember the last time we had an overtime game.
I couldn't tell you either. Right now, Coach Massey playing offense-defense with Rainey coming in for defense. Haley Kelso's going to play the offensive end.
Second shot good for Sharon Diggins. Make it 66-65 Streaks. 3:48 to play in overtime. This is Reller on the dribble across midcourt, right down the middle of the lane. Gets to Fletcher on the right baseline. Kicks out to Wellman. She can't hit the three-pointer, but Dade with a rebound. Three-pointer from the left wing, no good. Rainey Sibley with a rebound.
Why are they shooting threes?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Why they kicked it out to Dade. I don't know why she didn't try to go to the basket. Now a long three. Jessica Lieber bounces off, no good. Dade down with a rebound, and she's got Fletcher wide open and didn't see her. Carried the ball, no call. Now gets Fletcher down to the right block, lays it up and in. They make it 67-66 Blue Devils. 3:15 to play in overtime. Jessica Lieber to Casey Williams out high on the left side. Knocked away by Ferguson Smith. Casey gets it back. Picks up her dribble. Gives to Jessica Lieber out high right side.
Needs to take Dade.
Goes to the basket.
That's going to be fifth.
And Araya Dade just fouled out of the ballgame. Nice job by Jessica Lieber. Didn't really have a chance to get a good shot off because Dade was all over, but she was able to get in and draw the contact like she needed to do.
Well, that's just Jess being a heady player. She knew that there were four fouls on Dade, so she took it right at Dade, and a very smart play right there. And she was, obviously, Jess as well has four, as we've been talking about. So she also knew that she couldn't take a charge. So she did a good job getting Dade in the air and then taking it at her. Four fouls apiece now, just to update, for Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, and Jessica Lieber. So the Streaks have got to be very careful there. Reller and Fletcher, the only two with four apiece on Quincy now. The Dade has fouled out. She fouls out 16 points, 12 rebounds.
And if Weaver ties it up at 67, making the first 302 to play in the overtime.
If I kept individual turnovers, I would assume she has a triple-double, but I don't keep individual turnovers. So
you've got one of their main scorers and ball handlers has just fouled out in Dade. Reller with four. Their other main ball handler, Jessica Lieber, hits the second and make it 68-67 streaks. 302 to play in overtime. Inbound comes to Ferguson Smith. Now it's Fletcher in the backcourt. Back to Ferguson Smith. Ferguson Smith on the dribble. Picks up, gives in the backcourt to Reller. Reller finally gets it across. Down the right side of the lane. Traveled again. Ran over Casey Williams. No call. And Casey comes down with a rebound laying on the floor.
Well, laying on the end line. She should have been called out of bounds. But Reller should have been called for a charge.
Yep. Now Casey's got a top of the key against Fletcher. Gives to Danny Teal. Now it's Jessica Lieber out high right side to Sharon Diggins between the circles.
Don't dribble.
Now looks for help. Gets it on the right wing to Casey Williams. She'll turn and fire the three.
Too hard.
And the rebound comes down to Victoria Flott for Quincy.
That's where Casey should have taken it to the rim.
This is Stock. Dribbles down the left side. And
travel.
Thank you very much. You better call that a travel. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Quincy bench can't believe it. But
she kind of was doing a little hopscotch to the rim that time. I mean, it was just, the way she went up, she took us almost like she was doing a triple jump. She went off the right, came down on the right, went and jumped onto two, and then tried to go up
again.
There
was at least four steps there before she then made contact.
2:18 to play. Streaks lead 68-67. Sharon Diggins right wing fires a three. No good. Rebound. Sabrina Clay right side lays it up and got it.
Big play by the sophomore.
70-67. Streaks by three. 2:04 to play. Now a near steal by Danny Teal. Reller goes to the floor. Near tie up. Reller is able to get it off to Stock. Good play by Reller. Now Stock traveled again. Thank you very much. Nice job defensively by the Streaks. Stock just a sophomore. And they bothered her on the pressure that time, and she traveled with it.
One more turnover for Quincy, and they'll have half a hundred.
Wow.
Yeah. You're telling me. I don't think I've ever seen 50 turnovers in a game.
No wonder this game's taking so long. Yeah, by just one team. You know, it's even a lot when both teams would combine for 50. But, yeah, one team, I don't think I've ever seen that either.
Well, I'm sure they don't keep state records on that. Otherwise, I think this one could be record-setting.
Haley Kelso out high on the left side. Sabrina Clay between the circles out high. Goes to Sharon Diggins. Drives down the right side of the lane. Layup is short. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Fletcher on the dribble. Knocked away from behind by Sabrina Clay. Steal by Haley Kelso. Kelso with it. Kicks out to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the long three. Got it! Streaks lead 73-67, 1:30 to play. Fletcher in the backcourt on the dribble across the timeline. Down the right side of the lane. Sabrina Clay there, and Fletcher missed the shot. Missed the easy two. And Jessica Lieber with a rebound. 1:19 to play. And you have got to be kidding me. You have absolutely got. They just called a carry on Jessica Lieber. How many carries have we seen tonight they haven't called? And I don't even know that she did.
Well,
this is twice she's got called this season when we see so many of them carry. I mean, literally, we saw twice carry the ball right in front of the official's face and they didn't call.
Timeout Streaks. It's going to be a full timeout.
We'll take one as well. 1:18 to play. It is Galesburg 73, Quincy 67. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What a beautiful sunrise.
It's resplendent.
The water's so calm.
Untroubled, unperturbed, some might say reposeful.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. Must be this great breakfast we got off McDonald's dollar menu.
Not following you.
Well, I mean premium roast coffee, breakfast burritos, hash browns, everything's awesome and just a buck each.
Oh, so you're feeling kind of smart.
Indubitably.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. The simple joy of being smart. At participating McDonald's, a la carte only.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
1:18 to play in overtime. It is the Galesburg Silver Streak 73, the Quincy Blue Devils 67. Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along tonight for exciting Western Big Six basketball. Tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys open their Western Big Six season up at Wharton Fieldhouse against the Moline Maroons. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have the action for you with a pregame around 7:06 here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Sabrina Clay on the court for the Streaks. 1:18 to play in the ballgame. It'll be Reller to inbound. And in it comes to Kelly. Now it's back to Reller. And now actually Fletcher's not even in at this point. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber, 1:07 to play. Pull it out. There we go. Gets to Sharon Diggins right wing. Now back to Jessica Lieber. She's going to pull it out with a minute to play.
How do you play Fletcher this whole time and then take her out of this situation?
When you need to score. Oh, now they're going to put her back in with Jessica Lieber going to the free throw line.
Some questionable coaching going on that other sideline. Wow. Second foul now on Casey Kelly.
So Jessica Lieber back to the free throw line.
She is 9 of 10 in the game. That'll up that free throw percentage.
Yep, 58.4 to play and hits another. They get 74-67 streaks.
Well, Jessie was kind of quiet in that first half. 9 points, but not very many. It's up to 24 now. She scored 15 in the second half in overtime.
And six so far in the overtime. Let's make it seven. And bounces off short. And rebound knocked away by Sabrina Clay. I did. 57.3 to play in the ball game in the overtime. Streaks lead 74-67. In the backcourt, this is Kelly, the freshman, on the dribble against Sharon Diggins. Gets it across the timeline. Swings it over to Wellman. She fires a three, in and out, no good. Fletcher down with a rebound, puts it up off the glass, can't hit again. Rebound tipped out long to Reller in the paint. Kicks it out to Kelly for some reason. She puts up the 15-footer, no. Sabrina Clay down with a rebound for the Streaks. 39 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber on the dribble out, right of the center circle. Dribbles left. Gives to Rainey Sibley out left of the center circle with 30 seconds to play. Rainey on the dribble and a near steal by Reller knocked into the backcourt. Running after it with Sharon Diggins. And the ball is going to go out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Blue Devils. Reller and Sharon both slow getting up after chasing after that one full speed with 21.7 seconds to play. Allison Mangieri in for Rainey Sibley. It'll be Wellman to inbound for Quincy on the right baseline. This is Wellman, fires a three-pointer from the right baseline, in and out, no good. Casey Williams with a rebound, 14 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber across midcourt. Right side, gets to Sharon Diggins, right baseline, thought about the three, now pulls it back out, 5 seconds to play, and gets fouled by Casey Kelly. Sharon Diggins will go to the free throw line with two shots with 6.4 seconds to play.
Well, this was a hard-fought game by both squads. A lot of intensity out there. It was a physical game. Players flying all over the place all game long.
First shot for Sharon is short.
Well, if she hits this, she'll stay with her 50% for the game.
As Haley Kelso checks in for Jessica Lieber, 6.4 seconds to play. 74-67, Streaks lead. Second shot is up and good for Sharon Diggins. She's got 11. Fletcher, a long three-pointer from straight on, no good. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks in overtime have defeated the Quincy Blue Devils. Streaks now 6-1 on the season. They go to 2-0 in the Western Big Six. Final score, Galesburg 75, Quincy 67. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll get a chance to talk about this one, run down our final statistics. Also, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey and name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. Final score, Galesburg 75, Quincy 67 in overtime. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
My name is Manny Morales. I'm 45 and I coach youth football. It's still hard to believe because the high school me
was a work in progress. But big brothers, big sisters give me a real role model. And the young me
needed a role model bad. My big brother's name is Ray. And Ray is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a role model himself.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping Big Brothers Big Sisters help a child. Start something today at BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 36. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 55. Areas of fog late tomorrow night with an overnight low of 41. Fog Saturday morning, cloudy skies and a high of 58. Saturday night, showers possible, overnight low of 50. Sunday, partly sunny and a high of 60. And Monday, a high of 65 with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. It's 41 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Fields Gym, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks had to go to overtime but pick up a win over the Quincy Blue Devils. 75-67 was the final score. In the fourth quarter, Galesburg outscored Quincy 19-17. The teams were tied at 65 heading into the extra session, and the Streaks outscored the Blue Devils 10-2 in overtime to pick up the victory. And again, definitely a hard-fought victory for the Streaks. And boy, we'll hope they're ready to come back and play another hard game on Saturday. I can't imagine it's going to be physically as tough as this one though. They really let them play and got up and down the court. Very, very one of the most physical games we've seen for a while.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you know, unfortunately, with as physical as it is or was, the Streaks just definitely, you know, couldn't make the huge play when you needed to. You know, whether it be fouling Fletcher out or fouling Araya Date out sooner, and things like that could have changed this game in regulation. But you know, you've got to chalk it up to perseverance, staying in there, and doing what needed to be done right there to make sure that you came away with the W. And, you know, the Streaks went and just dominated that overtime period 10-2. So that's, you know, a good example of doing what needs to be done in order to get the victory. And I'll tell you what, down the stretch there, the Streaks could have been very demoralized because you get to that situation where it's tied up late in the quarter there by a bank three-pointer, and you had several chances to win that in regulation, and you couldn't pull it off. But, you know, you'll take the victory, and I'm sure Coach Massey will say that as well.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. So the Streaks come out with a win, and boy, what a great atmosphere here tonight at John Thiel Gym with a pep band. It always, always a good crowd here, but when you have the conference games, you have the pep band here, and the student section always does a great job of supporting their team. We had the whole Knox women's team down here actually supporting the Streaks as well, cheering for them as well, and they come out with the victory. 75-67 in overtime was the final score of the Streaks with the win. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll come back, and we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Disney on Ice presents Treasure Trove, a spectacular event on ice that will leave you bedazzled. See our glittering stars and unlock the most precious moments from Disney's animated treasures. Join Alice in Wonderland to celebrate a very merry unbirthday with the Mad Hatter. Find adventure in Neverland with Peter Pan and Tinkerbell as they battle Captain Hook and his pirates. Journey across the wilds with Simba, Nala, Timon, and Pumbaa to see what it means to be king. Then relive your most dazzling memories with all of the Disney princesses from Snow White to Rapunzel. At last, your favorite Disney animated films are now a super cool ice show. Bring your family to Disney on Ice presents Treasure Trove. The fun begins at $10 for tickets. Additional fees may apply. See Ticketmaster.com for details. Disney on Ice presents Treasure Trove, playing the Peoria Civic Center December 6th through 9th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
In overtime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Quincy Blue Devils 75-67, the final score. The Streaks now 6-1 on the season, 2-0 in Western Big Six Conference play. That's victory number 770 for Coach Evan Massey in his illustrious career, 770 wins for Coach Massey. And the Blue Devils dropped to 3-4, 0-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. I'll tell you what, since Coach Massey's not ready yet, we'll go ahead and at least get started on our post-game stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, the Galesburg Silver Streaks led by Jessica Lieber with 24 points, hit a couple of three-pointers, 4 two-pointers, 10 for 12 from the free throw line. 11 points for Sharon Diggins. Didn't score in the first half. She hit four field goals, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. And a bunch of those points came in the fourth quarter. In fact, 7 of her 11 came in the fourth quarter. 7 points for Sabrina Clay, including three baskets and 1 for 3 from the free throw line. 5 points for Casey Williams on a basket, 3 for 7 from the foul line. 3 points for Allison Mangieri on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 1 point for Rainey Sibley on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Chloe Anderson on a couple of baskets. 2 points for Hannah Smith on 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 8 points for Haley Kelso. She had a couple of threes and a two. 3 points for Lexi Daniels on a three-pointer in the second quarter. Michaela Isley with 1 point on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Danny Teal on 3 baskets and 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Katie Lingefelter, Sammy Thompson did not score for the streaks, but of course they did see significant playing time though as well. The streaks, was 22 for 38 from the line, is that?
I had 22 of 39.
39, so okay. So
missing close. The front end of 2 1
yeah.
and ones.
And 5 three-pointers for the streaks in the ballgame. No, not even a Shea Boo tonight. We were close. But 3 players in double figures for the Blue Devils. Hannah Reller was 17. She had 13 in the first half. Didn't score again until the fourth quarter. 17 for Jordan Fletcher. Most of those coming in the second half. She had spent a great deal of the ballgame in foul trouble and played in kind of weird spots, but was able to stay in and keep playing. 16 for Araya Dade, including a couple of crazy three-pointers and went high off the glass. One of them tied the game with less than 6 seconds to play to send it into overtime. It tied it at 65. 8 points for Angel Bradford. 3 points for Reagan Wellman on a three-pointer in the fourth quarter. Basket or 2 points for Victoria Flott on 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Misha Ferguson-Smith on a basket. The Blue Devils with 3 three-pointers, 14 for 28. From the free throw line. And we'll get to our team stats coming up in just a bit and some of the other individuals as Coach Massey is making his way over here toward our broadcast position. And our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Yes. Oh, Coach had to take a break to ask somebody something. But the Streaks win it here in overtime, 75-67. The final score.
Well, you know, we'll go through some of these team stats real quick. The Streaks forced 49 turnovers for Quincy, 25 turnovers.
Oh, it was only 49. Not
yeah, they stopped that one shy of half a hundred. So 49, 25 turnovers for the Streaks. So that's way more than Coach Massey wants. But, you know, when you force 49, there's some latitude there.
Yeah.
The Streaks just got killed on the board, 64-43. Streaks 15 offensive rebounds to 26 for the Quincy Blue Devils. The Blue Devils had 3 players with double-doubles. Raya Dade, 16 points, 12 rebounds. And, I think there might have been a triple-double there with turnovers.
If you count that.
Hannah Reller had 14 rebounds and 14 rebounds as well for Fletcher.
All right, joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And, Coach, a game that started out, it was somewhat helter-skelter in some ways, and offensively things weren't necessarily going great, but, boy, defensively your girls just stepped up in the entire game. They played good defense as well, especially in the half court, but your girls the entire game just really getting after it defensively.
Yeah, I thought probably, you know, the story, you know, of the game was I thought their defense – gave us more than we were prepared for, and so credit to them that way. The first half, that was the case. I thought we were better in the second half. I thought for us, the story was I thought we couldn't rebound defensively, but then there was a certain point, and I tend to think it was like maybe 5-minute mark that we all of a sudden our pressure defense became better, and that We had one group went in. I think it was Rainey and Allison and Danny. And Rainey and Allison just were fantastic in the denial. Got some steals, and that set a tone in terms of what we did. But I good effort that way of, you know, Casey frustrated, missed the easy shots. But to her credit, it's not always easy for Casey. She gets hard on herself to go on to the next play. And here, you know, she didn't have a problem. She got steals and did move on to the next play and did a nice job that way. So it was good. Sabrina got some nice stuff inside for us. I thought, you know, Haley was a difference maker tonight. I thought we know she can shoot the ball, but I thought tonight there was that, to be honest, she played better defensively than she has, you know, in practice even, that she really anticipated, created some problems. And as a result, I don't know if she got the assist, but on some steals, she got the other thing was when she got steals, she got the ball to the right place at the right time with things. And so plus that way. Sharon's slow getting started, much better second half. Jess, you know, sealed the deal down the stretch with some nice free throw shooting.
Boy, what it was just a physical game. This is the first game I've actually seen. It looked like your girls were even getting a little bit tired, but I think that was due. It was just such a physical game.
It was, and it, you know, it's reminiscent of the times when we were half-court team and you'd play Moline and Alleman, and I would complain about the physicalness of it. And I wasn't happy in the first half at all here that, you know, with Fletcher, you know, she had three fouls in the first half, and, you know, if they'd let me just call a third of the fouls that I thought she committed, that she would have had, you know, eight in the first half. That, but I don't, you know, I mean, sometimes it's just interpretations are different in different places. But I thought, you know, that it was ironic that as many fouls as were called, that in early in the game, they, you know, we couldn't cut. I don't know if you noticed a lot of kids falling down.
Yes.
And part of what it was that they were trying to hold us on cuts. And, you know, it's ironic because the cut that we're making isn't really a cut to even score off of. It's kind of window dressing, and they're holding the shirt and they're doing that stuff, and we don't get those calls. And I think what that does is really activates the defense when they realize that you are going to be able to play physical.
Yeah.
They get after it more in what doing. But long-winded answer.
Yeah. Well, I did see once on one of the plays. I think it was Ferguson Smith. I saw she had a hold. I think it was of Casey's jersey, and they didn't call the foul on that. It was the push after the hold of the jersey when Casey was trying to get away from her. She bowled her back, and then she pushed her, and the foul was called on the second time. So,
The jerseys are a nice Nike stretch product, so they work well.
Well, great perseverance shown by your team. I mean, sometimes, you know, a crazy shot like Dade put in, that high arcing three-pointer, she did it twice, the one to tie it, to send it into overtime. You know, your girls didn't hang their heads. They knew they had to come out and play.
No, didn't. And, you know, those kind of plays, you know, fortunately we had a three-point lead when that went in, because those happen. And, you know, we certainly, if we were on the other side, we're not going to turn down a bank three at all. So we'd accept it too. Dade was outstanding in terms of what played and things. So it's interesting. Our kids are a lot more tired. Some of them had played more minutes. And a lot more, you know, bruised up. You can see a lot more of them coming out with ice and those kind of things. So, but it's nice to get that. We'd feel horrible if we lost it. And, you know, you can't get, you know, it's not, we're not into painting, so we don't have to judge the quality. You just say that you got the painting done.
Well, again, Evan, thanks for coming up. Again, our sympathies to you and your family, a member of your family and your family, Allen family, and, of course, the Streaks family and the community lost a very good man yesterday.
That's awfully nice of you to say that. We appreciate it. That and there are a lot of wonderful people in Galesburg that have, helped out my wife's family that way and been supportive. And, you know, that's part of, I think, sometimes we don't realize how nice it is to be in a small town where people do care, and this is a situation where you realize there's a lot of wonderful people.
Evan,
thank you.
Thanks for talking with us, and we'll see you on Saturday. At Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. If we let's maybe finish up our stuff. Did you have any more? You weren't done yet, were you?
Well, I was going to go through okay. shooting percentages. Quincy shot 3 of 10 from outside the arc, 22 of 64 from inside, wow. good for 34%. The streaks were 5 of 32 from distance, 19 of 43 from inside the arc, good for 32%. So pretty evenly matched shooting night for both teams. And then you look at the additional, you gave us the points. Here's the rest of the story. 16 points, 12 rebounds, as I said, for Ray and Dade, 17 and 15 for Reller, and 17 and 14 for Fletcher. So their big three were very big in this game. The streaks were led in rebounding by Casey Williams, who had 12 points to go along with her 5 points, four blocks and four steals, so a good all-around game for her. Danny Teal stole the ball 5 times, and Kelso had 6 steals as well. So they did a good job of creating those turnovers. And Jessica Lieber, another solid game, 24 points, 4 steals, and 5 rebounds.
5 rebounds, okay. So the streaks win it. It goes to overtime. The streaks outscore Quincy 10-2 in overtime and pick up the win 75-67. We'll take our final timeout and come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. Recycling pickup days change next month in the city of Galesburg. We'll talk more about it tomorrow morning at 8:15 with Associate Planner Julie Main on the WGIL Morning News.
Streaks win it in overtime, 75-67. The final score is they defeat the Quincy Blue Devils. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, there's, you know, we were both thinking different people throughout the ball game that did things that maybe was a crunch time in the game. You had, Haley Kelso, Coach Massey talked about her defense. She had 6 steals, 8 points. She hit a couple of threes. Casey Williams doing some really good things. And Coach, even there was one sequence, he talked about, you make a mistake, you do a good thing. She missed a shot, went down, and came right back with a steal. She had 12 rebounds, 4 blocks, 4 steals. Sharon Diggins made that run in the fourth quarter that gave the streaks the lead. So, I mean, you can make all kind of arguments, but there was a real crunch time in this one, and it came in overtime, and a young lady who seems to always step up did it again.
Yeah, and that's Jessica Lieber. Like you said, I was getting my arguments ready for just a few other players, including Casey Williams and including Haley Kelso, and then, as you said, just a great job by Jessica Liebert on the stretch there. The free throw, she hit 7 in a row at one point. She was rebounding the basketball, ending up with those 5 rebounds, and then she hits that big 3 in the overtime that kind of put it away. So, at that point it was pretty much a done deal, but a good job nonetheless by the team as a whole, and a great job by Jessica Liebert to make sure that the streaks came away with the win.
And Jess hit 3 of 4 free throws in overtime and that 3-pointer as well. So Jessica Lieber, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Tomorrow night, the Galesburg High Boys Western Big Six opener. They'll be up at Moline's Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Maroons. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have the action for you. 7:06 for the pregame here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Then we'll be back at it on Saturday afternoon here at John Field Gym. Going to be another tough contest as the Dunlap Eagles will be in town. They've got a pretty talented team, and we'll take the air around 1:10 on Saturday afternoon. And that game's scheduled to tip off at 1:30. Then the Galesburg High boys in action again on Saturday night. They'll be on the road again, this time at Metamora. Brad and Jim will have that one for you around 7:10 Saturday night. Well, good win for the streaks. So hopefully they'll be recovered and ready for that Saturday game, because this was a tough one.
Yeah, it was. You know, you're not going to have easy games every time out, and especially when you get into the conference, because this isn't the first time that this team has seen the streak style. And, you know, like I said before the game, this isn't a good matchup for the streaks, because this is a team that can run with the streaks, and it's a team that's as athletic, if not more athletic. And, you know, they have the one component that is really big for an opposing team, which is having the big girl inside that really causes problems for the streaks on their drives and also can put in the chip shots, and that's exactly what happened here. So nonetheless, the streaks will take the win, and you know, this is a growing experience. We talked about the fact that each one of these games is something that builds up into your progress, and this stretch right here especially, we talked about the fact that this was a very athletic team. Dunlap maybe not as athletic, but is a little bit better basketball savvy. Then you have to play Rocky, who's very much more athletic, as athletic as this team, and probably a more basketball savvy. And then you finally have Maine South, who may be the most basketball savvy and have the best all-around player as their top player is going to play for the Illini next
Jackie
year.
Grant, their big center.
So, you know, and not enough can be said either about, and you brought it up with Coach Massey after the game, about the fact that Coach Massey was coaching this with a heavy heart as his father-in-law, Ben Allen, passed away. And, you know, the girls obviously know who he is. Ben was around this program for a number of years now.
So the streaks win it, and you know, we got to see some players that haven't been in situations like that. Like we said, we can remember the last overtime game we had, but a lot of the younger players that, you know, some of the older players haven't seen games like this. Some of the younger players got some significant playing time during the overtime and you know, tough stretch as well. So it was a good all-around effort for the streaks.
Yeah, and you know, what I would like to see happen is I would like the streaks to kind of come out the next game and use this, you know, like I said, as a learning experience, but use it in a way that, you know, you're not just thinking about, okay, we squeaked that one out. You have to think about the fact that you can't miss free throws early in the game. The free throws early in the game are just as important as the free throws at the end of the game. You also have to make sure that you do a better job boxing out. You are not a tall team. You cannot give up three double-digit rebounders and be out-rebounded by 21 rebounds and beat a good team. So for the streaks, it was fortunate that the team that they were playing, because you know, if this was Maine South, you lose in the rebounding battle by 21, you're probably coming out with an L.
So the streaks went it here tonight in overtime. 75-67 was the final score. Thanks to our studio engineers tonight, Brian Prescott and Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith, saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.